This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mr. President, explain yourself. That's what a Republican congressman asks in a letter to the White House, wanting answers on the executive privilege invoked in the Fast and Furious gun-tracking operation that went awry in Mexico. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
In his letter, House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa says because the courts have ruled that executive privilege only applies to presidential documents, he can only conclude that President Obama or senior advisors were involved in managing Fast and Furious or the fallout from it. The White House stands by the decision on executive privilege. It says Republicans are on a fishing expedition. Attorney General Eric Holder has said he is cooperating with lawmakers as best he can. All this, of course, just days before the full House votes on holding Holder in contempt, Dave.
Rich, the president will be out raising millions in Atlanta and Miami today, saying Republicans will spend a record amount on this campaign. Mitt Romney will rally in Virginia and fundraise in New Jersey. NATO says Syria was wrong, shooting down a Turkish fighter jet. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
NATO condemned the act in the strongest possible terms at a special session requested by Turkey, who say their jet was shot down deliberately along with a rescue plane that followed. The head of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, says it's unacceptable.
It is another example of the Syrian authorities' disregard for international norms, peace and security, and human life.
Turkey say the rules have now changed with its neighbor, and they'll respond to any future violation of their border. Dave.
Emily, Tropical Storm Debbie is camped out just off Florida's Gulf Coast, barely budging, soaking and flooding parts of the state.
Pretty hectic. Hard to get around town. A lot of people broke down blocking the roads.
He's in Jacksonville. More than a foot of rain's fallen on some areas. A new wildfire scorching Colorado in the east, forcing residents out, burning four more homes down. This amid record triple-digit heat. Other fires have torched hundreds more homes. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station Bryan.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at BrazosValleyBride.com.
You're a busy parent that struggles to take time off to get your kids from school to their orthodontic appointment and back to school again. Would you like a solution? Dr. Elms and his team are now offering a free service to shuttle students from school to their appointments and back again. The Dr. Elms Orthomobile travels to Bryan and College Station schools to save busy parents precious time. Dr. Elms Orthodontics, straight teeth and straight to school. Call 693-6300 or visit online at drelms.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-832-0888. That's 1-800-832-0888. 1-800-832-0888.
The Olympic Games are almost here. On July 27th, the Summer Olympic Games are coming to the historic city of London. Watch the world's greatest athletes and see the world at its best.
Misty May and Kerry Walsh, gold medal champions.
With unforgettable moments and stories.
Usain Bolt winning by daylight. History for Michael Phelps.
Don't miss the biggest television event of the year, the London Olympic Games, beginning July 27th on NBC.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Well, okay, Debbie didn't bring us any rain, so that means it's up to us again to start keeping our lawns in good shape. And are your plants and your grass and your flower beds ready to survive another summer like obviously we're going to have this week with temperatures in the hundreds? Mention all that because ABC Home and Commercial Services has been in the business for decades of making sure that your surroundings are as nice as they can possibly be. Surroundings meaning your house. That way pests don't get in because ABC is doing regular treatments for you or they're taking care of ones that you already have and keeping other ones from coming in. Whether they're six-legged, eight-legged, or four-legged, then that's the kind of experience that ABC Home and Commercial Services has. Now back out to the outside. If your lawn is going to have a tough time this year, you can do things earlier on, months ahead of time, to make sure that the first things that come up aren't weeds that are green, doing some pre-emergent stuff, then fertilizing as you go through, and making sure that your flower beds look the way they want to and your shrubs look the way they want to. All of those things can be done with just one phone call to ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500. Again, put their 60 years of experience to work for you. Get in touch with Bobby Jenkins and the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services, 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Chris Dusterhoff for University of Sidekicks. For almost a year now, my son and youngest daughter have been training in martial arts with Master Nolte. They thought it would be something fun to learn, and they were right. Even a year later on karate days, they wake up excited for practice that night. I knew it would be something useful. Self-defense is something that you have to learn before you need it. And even if they're never in a situation where they have to defend themselves, they're building confidence, learning leadership, developing discipline while setting goals and working to achieve them. Oh yeah, they're getting in pretty good shape too. Now, University of Sidekicks offers classes just for youth, classes just for adults, and we take advantage of the classes that teaches kids and adults together. Moms and dads are working out along with their children. It's a great family environment and the kids really like it. Whether you're looking for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Krav Maga, Karate, or Casey Fight Method, give University of Sidekicks a call at 661-1560 or check them out on the web, universityofsidekicks.com.
WTAW News Time, 607, 79 degrees right now at the studios, 80 by 8, probably not going to be a problem today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Monday afternoon fire at Still Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin destroyed a large barn. Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett says it's possible the combination of triple-digit heat, manure, and hay generated spontaneous combustion.
They noticed a smoldering fire yesterday, some hay and manure next to one of the feed rooms, and they put that out, and it went back out there today, and obviously it got going again. The thing is, the barn was open on the ends. I think the wind what caught it, but the temperature just fed that fire. Probably it broke out before anybody realized it.
Burnett was also told employees were doing what he called hot work, repairing the 24-year-old barn, and sparks could have started hay to smolder. Firefighters from District 4 and College Station provided mutual aid. Burnett says they worked in shifts due to triple-digit heat. No one was injured and no livestock was lost. Residents of a fourplex in North Bryan spent Sunday night without electricity. William Bouse of the fire marshal's office says that's because they found the occupant of one unit using a household extension cord to get power from another unit.
At 3199 Woodville Road, Engine 4 responded to a possible fire. When they got there, they discovered no fire, but electricity being supplied from the C. Charles unit to the D. David unit.
Bounce says the residents of the two other units didn't know what was going on.
Which, obviously, if I was one of those other two, I would be very upset that my family was placed in danger by these actions.
Bounce says power was restored Monday to the occupant who thought he was being a good Samaritan. College Station police are investigating burglaries of appliances inside new homes under construction.
They entered the dwellings that were under construction and took appliances, several side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, a couple of range oven combinations.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says the estimated loss from the break-ins on old Ironsides and Gunner is $6,000. A Bryan woman is accused of driving her pickup into a stranger's home. Officer J.P. Ingram says no one inside the house was hurt while the driver was treated in the emergency room, then taken to jail on a drunk driving charge.
The driver admitted to taking multiple shots of vodka. Did not say the size of the amount, but admitted that she had taken multiple shots of vodka just before this accident occurred.
Witnesses told police 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman walked into the house in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision and sat on the couch before EMTs arrived at the house on Green Valley Road. Now that the Supreme Court has struck down the heart of Arizona's controversial immigration legislation, experts say it will have a ripple effect across the country.
Lawmakers in states like Texas have held off on a serious push for similar bills, which would crack down on illegal immigration, because they're waiting to see how the high court would rule. Charles C. Foster, who advised both President Bush and Obama on immigration, says he thinks states like Texas won't touch it now.
To the extent that Governor Perry gets on his high horse and wants some Arizona-like bills, I think it's going to be harder for anyone to justify spending any time on those.
He says if a bill is introduced in Texas, it won't even make it out of committee. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Meanwhile, Governor Perry says he'll keep pushing state lawmakers to pass a bill allowing police to ask anyone they stop about their immigration status. In a statement on his Twitter account, Perry said Monday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on the U.S. Supreme Court on an Arizona law still allows Texas to pursue a so-called sanctuary cities bill that failed to pass in 2011. The Texas bill would have given police more power to ask anyone they detain about their citizenship status. And a widening sex scandal has rocked Lackland Air Force Base, one of the nation's busiest military training centers. Four male instructors at the San Antonio base facility are charged with having sex with, and in one case, raping female trainees. Charges against others are possible. The most serious accusations surround an Air Force staff sergeant who's charged with rape and aggravated sexual assault. The defendants are all instructors whose job is to turn raw recruits into airmen in 8 weeks of basic training. A two-star general is now investigating alongside a separate criminal probe. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 80 degrees right now. Told you 80 by 8 wasn't going to be a problem. That's your first look at news. It's brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at MSCOpus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Weather is certainly going to stay hot for the next several days, right through the end of this week, with temperatures way up there in the 90s to low 100s in spots. Through the night, generally clear skies. We drop down to 74 to 78, mostly sunny and a bit over 100 into Tuesday afternoon. At night, clear, warm, about 79, 80 or so overnight, mostly sunny, close to 100 on Wednesday, and more sunshine on Thursday with high temperatures in the middle and upper 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And coming up in sports, we'll close out the College World Series. Arizona does it. They go a perfect 10-0 in the postseason, just like South Carolina did last year. And this time they beat the Gamecocks to win the national title. We'll update you on how the Aggies are doing in Eugene, Oregon at the Olympic trials also. And the Bombers won last night. They'll be home tonight. Got that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah. Arizona, any questions?
Yeah, no questions. No questions. Just reel them off 10 in a row. Take it to the house. See you later. Bye. Yeah, there you go.
The last time they lost a game was a month ago today.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, okay, yeah. May 26th. Let's just go ahead and win them all from here on
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize until yesterday their head coach, Andy Lopez, had been fired from Florida.
Yeah.
So how do you think Florida's feeling right now? Because they were 2-2 in Omaha this year.
Yeah.
Right.
And all he did was win the whole shooting match.
And he becomes the second coach, along with that Augie guy,
Augie.
To take two different teams to the national championship. He coached Pepperdine there 20 years ago.
Yeah. I wonder what he's knocking down.
I don't know.
Knocking down? In terms of payment?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, I don't know, he might have knocked back a cold one in celebration last night.
Might have done that. That's true.
But yeah, anyway. Yeah. But it was a good game. I watched the whole thing.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah,
very enjoyable.
If you like pitching and then settle it all in the ninth inning, you liked it last night.
I do have to say that I don't like the, I do not like green eggs and
green
ham.
Green eggs and ham.
I really don't care for the toned down bats of college baseball now.
Yeah.
Because it's really reduced the score, and
Did I hear right? I think I heard right. Last year and now this year, there have been no home runs hitting the new park.
Part of that's because that new park is gargantuan.
Is gargantuan too. Yeah, yeah.
But they're doing wiffle balls next year. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
They'll announce that later on today. I think they didn't want to.
Well, they won't hit them out of the infield. Then.
Yeah. Well, that's fielding sometimes can be a problem. New York store sellers said they'd noticed a pattern of thieves taking a single display shoe from separate stores to make matching pairs. Man, we're talking about some out-of-work criminals who got plenty of time on their hands. A manager at a sneaker store, Michael Kay, is that the name of a...
Sounds good.
All right. I didn't know if that was his name or the name of the store. Man.
That may be Michael's name.
Could be, yeah.
The manager.
Said workers at his store and at a city Foot Locker had noticed thieves targeting the same sneakers for the opposite feet. The managers say the thieves go to Foot Locker that puts out all right-side shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Michael K. because they display
his store.
Right. Left-side shoes.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah. You...
Why don't y'all just get together and talk about that?
Yeah. We're going to do left or right. Oh, let's do left. Done. Problem solved.
That would be the problem solved. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody put out.
Although
right.
New York, it's probably union. Yeah, this is a right-footed store.
Yeah, that's right. We can't be doing that. We got to talk to the boss. About 50 pairs of shoes stolen each year using this same technique. Well, and also maybe not put the same size out. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're going to go with nines. All right, we're going to do tens.
Yeah. Yeah, or,
It still seems like they're going to a lot of trouble, though.
Right, I mean. These are obviously not drug dealers. They've got plenty of time on their hands, and so they're not making enough money. Of course, I don't know what shoes cost now. What, they got some that are
it
out
depends.
There. $300
but how
or
do
whatever.
But where do they don't? I don't know about how you steal shoes, but it seems like most people steal shoes by wearing them out of the store.
Well,
you're going to draw more attention to yourself if you're wearing a penny loafer and a Nike.
Yeah, really.
But you see, but again,
he's asking a salesperson, "Do you have the shoe in a right foot?"
Yeah. You have just the right foot on an 11. Yeah. But again,
I don't know if you notice, I've got the left right here.
I'm not trying to help them out. I figured they figured that out. But this probably
they're not listening anyway.
That's true. Probably texting helps out a tremendous amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
pictures.
Able to communicate. Yeah, pictures and text. And I got this.
I got
10.
The left. And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they share the shoes. Yeah.
There we are, super crime solvers.
Right? No, what it proves is that it would take at least the three of us to somehow get a similar ring started.
Yeah.
And we would still fail. Info.
Mason.
What do you mean you got a 7 and a left? I needed a 5 and a right. What? Come on. Can we do this right?
And Tom Scott would just be oogling the socks the entire time.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're here for shoes. Okay, that's good. I'm glad we've got inside work with no heavy lifting, right?
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colours and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at bcins.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's June the 26th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And I'd like to start off by wishing a happy birthday to my son, Charles. He's 35 years old
today.
There
you go.
So happy birthday, everybody. Actress Eleanor Parker. If you remember her, she was in The Sound of Music. She played the governess, sort of the snotty governess in The Sound of Music.
Sure.
I know, you never saw it, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Right, yeah. She's 90 years old today.
Okay.
Well, she should be.
Yeah.
Singer Billy Davis Jr. of the Fifth Dimension turned 72 years old today. And singer Chris Isaak turns 56. Patti Smythe, the singer, turns 55 years old. Singer Terry Nunn is 51 years old. Bassist Colin Greenwood of Radiohead turns 43.
Oh, man!
There you
go.
I knew Scott was celebrating for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
There you
all
go.
All over it.
All over it. And Sean Hayes from Will and Grace, and also the Three Stooges movie, by the way, is 42.
It was in theaters for about a half an hour.
Long enough for me to see it. I know that. Actor Chris O'Donnell is 42 years old. Country singer Gretchen Wilson turns 38 years old today. And Michael Vick, the football star.
And Boy Scout.
There you go. His birthday is today. My little thing's not saying, oh, he's 32 years old today. And I guess that's all I got.
Little Charlie.
No, Derek Jeter, excuse me, baseball player. His birthday is today. He turns 38.
Little Charlie Robb is 73, senator. And, gosh, remember this bicyclist, this cycle dude named Greg LeMond? Whatever happened to him?
He won a couple of Tour de France, and we were like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Tour de France, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Anyway, but... he's 51 today going, well, nobody ever asked me to do anything anymore. So. Actually, I have a Greg LeMond bicycle pump.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
What,
did
you send him proofs of purchase for it or what?
Yeah. What? Is it like a... It's like a bat? It's autographed Greg LeMond?
Well, yeah, it's a Greg LeMond branded, yeah.
What, does it have special air?
I don't think
so. Yeah, a special Greg air.
Because it's French. When you push down on it, it surrenders.
Yeah.
The Pool Guys brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the Pool Store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The Pool Store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the Pool Store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality product. Every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Constitution is not a theoretical, you know, doctrine. It is a governing doctrine. It is our rule of law. It protects our liberty. And it talks about, you know, specific powers that are given to specific co-equal branches of government. The Constitution rests in large part on a belief that because three branches of government share power, each can partially check the power of the other. And the Supreme Court ruled on the case today. Part of it was in Obama's favor. But the part about the right of law enforcement in Arizona to uphold the federal law, that was very clear. And now they've just come out today and they said, no, we're not going to help you with it. Pretty arrogant. Beyond the pale, isn't it?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. Geico makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Pharmacists become more hands-on. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Drugstore pharmacists are taking a more active role in providing health care. Your primary care doctor may be too busy to follow up after prescribing medication, so the pharmacist who fills the prescription may step in. It has become common for pharmacists to review medications, counsel patients, and contact customers who don't get refills. It's a done deal. Microsoft is buying the social networking company Yammer for more than $1 billion. Word of the talks between the two firms surfaced earlier this month. Yammer makes technology for companies that want to set up their own social networks for employees. Coinstar issued a profit warning. The company that provides coin counting machines and DVD rental kiosks is buying NCR's DVD kiosk business. It expects the $100 million deal to lower its earnings for the year by 40 to 50 cents per share. Stock market futures a little bit higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hot and plenty of it out there. About 105 for a high temperature today. Heat values could be up to 108. We have north winds still. And all that means is that the air is a little bit drier, which actually causes the atmosphere to heat up a little bit faster. But anyhow, 77 for a low temperature tonight. There is a slight chance of showers, like 20% mentioned in the forecast. Again, 100 tomorrow, close to 100 on Thursday, not quite so hot as we get to the weekend at 95, only 95. Lows will still be in the 70s. Strangely enough, 74% relative humidity, and already we are at 80 degrees this morning, 80 degrees, and we're not even at 6:30 yet.
Vote now for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 12th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Last year, over 320,000 votes were cast. So what are your favorite places to eat, bank, or buy a car? You can vote on the web now at thebestofthebrazos.com. Click over to thebestofthebrazos.com and cast your vote today.
The longest-lived population in the world is Asian American women living in metropolitan New York City. Why is that? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
The Olympic Games are almost here. On July 27th, the Summer Olympic Games are coming to the historic city of London. Watch the world's greatest athletes and see the world at its best.
Misty May and Kerry Walsh, gold medal champions.
With unforgettable moments and stories.
Usain Bolt winning by daylight. History for Michael Phelps.
Don't miss the biggest television event of the year, the London Olympic Games, beginning July 27th on NBC.
Dogs can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Our collective health is in jeopardy because our healthcare system is in trouble.
Healthcare is our Titanic. It's heading for the ice floes while we reupholster the deck chairs. People are going to have to protect themselves by getting as healthy as they can.
Dr. Matthew Edlund, author of the book Healthy Without Health Insurance.
Health is about how people feel. It's their sense of well-being. It's their physical and mental and social well-being. And we don't see it that way. We talk about health care. We talk about absence of disease. When people are actually healthy, they're far more productive, far more creative, and you end up with a healthier economy as well. Because if people are sick, they don't work well.
Today, health is all about lifestyle. How you choose to live your life determines, for the most part, how healthy you are and how long you will live.
The longest-lived populations in the world are in the United States. They're Asian American women in metropolitan New York City. That's not because they have superior health care. It's because of how they live. And we can learn the same techniques from them that anybody else can.
To live a healthy lifestyle requires an understanding of what our bodies are built for.
Our bodies are built to move. Our bodies are built to socialize. Our bodies are built for whole foods. Our bodies are built for all kinds of joy. And what are we doing? We're hanging out in front of the monitor. There's a lot of things that we can do that are just very simple, basic stuff that will get people much healthier.
Tomorrow, what those simple things are, and they might surprise you. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 80 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of 105. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Van Dyke Brinken Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right, serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan Fire Department and BTU are dealing with people getting electricity illegally. Firefighters were sent Sunday night to a call on Woodville Road of a fourplex on fire. William Bounce of the fire marshal's office says instead of a fire, they found a household electrical cord connecting two units.
It's like the Christmas tree overload on steroids, because they may start running air conditioner and refrigerator and who knows what off of it if they, you know, take that cord over there and then put a multi extension on it and then start plugging stuff in.
Bounce says while that case involved a Good Samaritan, there are outright thefts of electricity.
Where somebody did not realize somebody was walking up and hooking up an extension cord to their back plug on the rear of their house and so on and stealing electricity from them.
Back on Woodville Road, the occupant who supplied the power was cut off Sunday night but had service restored on Monday. New homes under construction are among the latest burglary targets. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says $6,000 worth of appliances were taken out of houses on Gunner and Old Ironsides.
This area that this occurred in is area where there's a lot of construction going on. You know, people are out passing by, and as they see activity going on at a construction site in the middle of the night, it definitely is unusual, and the police should be contacted.
Washers, dryers, side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, and combination range ovens all taken from nine homes. There was more to a weekend drunk driving arrest in a Bryan residential neighborhood. 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman is accused of driving her pickup into a home on Green Valley Road in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. Bryan Police Officer J.P. Ingram says witnesses saw Zimmerman get out of her truck and go inside.
It is not her residence. There's no indication that shows that she knows the person at all, that the residence that she struck. This very much could be just something random.
Investigators were told the driver drank three or four shots before the crash. Zimmerman was taken to the emergency room first, but later to Brazos County Jail. She's currently out on bond. Firefighters were at Still Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin Monday afternoon. A large livestock barn was destroyed, according to Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett.
It's a defensive posture. We had buildings pretty close to the barn. Managed to contain the barn. The barn's still standing, but
probably going to be a total loss of the steel structure. Nobody was injured. No animal was injured.
Burnett suspects either sparks during repair work to the 24-year-old barn started hay smoldering or the fire began by spontaneous combustion. Mutual aid was provided by District 4 and College Station.
We just had to rotate our crews a lot. We haven't been able to put everybody on the hoses at once at all. We've had to rotate just a couple at a time just to keep fresh people.
Burnett says firefighters helped themselves by bringing cold drinks to help stay hydrated. State health officials are investigating a pair of complaints about a device to help users lose weight in an unconventional manner.
The device is called the Lipotron 3000, which promises to literally cook fat away. Christine Mann with the Department of State Health Services says the first complaint last summer alleged the product was not FDA approved.
We received a complaint also earlier this year that Lipotron, this medical device, was not approved for fat melting, and so that's something we're currently investigating.
The device is apparently being used in a number of medical settings nationwide. It uses lasers similar to radio frequency fields in a microwave to melt fat and tighten the skin. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
Prosecutors will continue presenting evidence against a Saudi man accused of buying chemicals and other materials online to try to build a bomb. More FBI agents and experts are expected to take the stand today in Amarillo on the third day of testimony in the trial of Khalid Ali Amdus al-Dasawi, a former Texas Tech student who was in the U.S. legally on a student visa. He was arrested in February of 2011 after federal agents found bomb-making materials in his apartment. Relatives of a man who claimed Texas's version of the Castle Doctrine allowed him to fatally shoot a neighbor after an argument about a noisy party told jurors he was not an abusive person and always stressed the importance of gun safety. 46-year-old Raul Rodriguez faces up to life in prison for the 2010 killing of Kelly Danaher. Testimony in the punishment phase of Rodriguez's Houston trial resumed Monday. Rodriguez, who videotaped the incident, is heard on the recording saying he feared for his life and was standing his ground. And the problems continue for the 100-year-old battleship Texas Museum. It's closed indefinitely after several leaks flooded the vessel, which fought in World Wars I and II. The ship's manager said Monday nearly 2,000 gallons of water per minute are flowing into the ship from several leaks that have sprung on the port and starboard sides. He says the museum will be closed for at least the rest of the week. The museum initially reopened Saturday, but the new leaks sprang up almost immediately afterward. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 80 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater, gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less than $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel. Or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months at only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 3.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals. Polaris Fun Center, voted best sports vehicle retailer in last year's Best of the Brazos. Come by today and give Polaris Fun Center the opportunity to earn your business and your vote. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
Tim Conway Jr. here. Now, back in the 80s when I was young and stupid, I owed the IRS a bundle. Do you owe money to the IRS? Call Tax Results. They will provide you with a way to reduce your tax debt, or they return your fee. Even if they're hitting you with wage garnishments, bank liens, or levies, or property seizures, Tax Results can help you out. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, call Tax Results now at 1-800-543-2150. If you qualify, they'll stop the IRS collection actions within 24 hours. You might even get money returned to your account. Tax Results might be able to cut your tax bill by up to 90%. If they don't find a way to reduce your tax debt, you pay nothing. Tax Results can even help if your business has IRS problems. I trust Tax Results, and you should too. Call Tax Results right now, 1-800-543-2150. That's 1-800-543-2150. 1-800-543-2150.
Hey, good morning. It's 641, our Brazos Valley weather forecast.
Hot.
It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Weather is going to stay very hot over the next several days, and I don't see any rain in sight right on through the end of the week. So through the night, we're generally clear. Temperature by morning in the middle and upper 70s, and mostly sunny skies. On.
What? Is that the best stuff?
Yeah, overnight.
It's hot. It's already hit 80. It was 80 before 6:30.
That was the right forecast.
I thought it said tonight.
Well, no, after he talked about today, he said tonight.
Okay, sorry.
That generally follows today.
Yeah, it does. That's true. Anyway.
Scott has no patience.
What? Telling you.
Hey. It's going to be hot. It's going to suck, man.
And there's no rain in sight here. Here in Florida, there's plenty of rain in sight, but you know.
Yeah, because that Debbie decided to, that fickle Debbie went the other way.
Fickle Debbie. Mm-hmm. That's it.
All right, we're going to talk about Charlie Rangel today.
Oh, still around? What?
Charlie, just barely. After today, he may not be.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were. I couldn't tell when you were finished.
Oh,
there,
you want to do your sports?
Well, yeah, I was looking for the spot to jump in there.
Yeah.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the College World Series. Arizona did. It went 10-0. We'll hear from their coach, Andy Lopez. And we'll go to Eugene, where the some Aggies are trying to.
I bet it's cooler there.
Yeah,
than it is
where some Aggies are trying to qualify for the Olympics. None have yet, but we'll talk about that. More coming up in sports.
You know, I say that, but it was 102 in Denver yesterday.
Wow.
Those folks probably not used to that much.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, right. Of course it is.
Sure it is.
Up there in the mountains.
And I noticed in the forecast, our winds are out of the north today, so that should make all the difference.
Oh, yeah. A little cold front coming
in. Yeah. Probably not. So, Charlie is up for re-election today. He is wearing the sash of most endangered incumbent in all the elections that are being held today. And Orrin Hatch, of course, you know, the Ornster.
Yeah.
He's in trouble, too. So.
The Ornster.
The Ornster. Charlie Rangel went into Congress in 1970. It is probably time for him to go ahead and take it to the House. Put on some more comfortable shoes.
Yeah. That's right.
He took over for Adam Clayton Powell, who had had some ethics problems. Huh. Interesting. And let's see, Charlie Rangel would be having some ethics problems. That's fine. Okay, so remember yesterday we told you that the Obama campaign wants you to forego your birthday present or your wedding present so that you can give your money to the Obama campaign, which I think would be a wonderful thing if you want to do that. Or you could give him SeaWorld tickets if you know, you win those.
Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, or Schlitterbahn, anything. Any prize that you get, you might want to go ahead and just send it off to them. But nonetheless, so the Obama campaign now working hard to try to divert their attention from that and so many other things. Yesterday, the president attacked Mitt Romney's business record
talking about how Governor Romney's old firm, remember, they keep trying to tie him to Bain Capital like he'd left there last week or something.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, they weren't outsourcing jobs. They were offshoring jobs. And he wants to make fun of that because they use the term offshoring instead of outsourcing. Is that the best you can do, Mr. President? I mean, is that the best you can do? And then you had, who was that guy today who was talking about putting the governor up on a high horse?
I heard that, and go back and find that real quick.
All right, I don't know who the guy is, but, you know, he better not try to be...
Lawmakers in states like Texas have held off on a serious push for similar bills, which would crack down on illegal immigration, because they're waiting to see how the high court would rule.
Uh-huh.
Charles C. Foster, who advised both President Bush and Obama on immigration, says he thinks states like Texas won't touch it now.
To the extent that Governor Perry gets on his high horse and wants some Arizona-like bills, I think he's going to be harder for anyone to justify spending any time on those.
Well, okay.
There you are.
I guess Charlie's got a job someplace that's not in higher education in Texas.
Yeah. He's not pulling a state paycheck.
No,
how about that?
He's not doing that at all.
Or the word tenure is associated with
probably
it.
Probably not. So, but anyway, up on the high horse. So, yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag that came out of the Supreme Court yesterday. And, you know, everybody can find something to be happy about, I suppose.
Still hadn't ruled on that Obamacare, right?
No, and we'll talk about that in a second. You know, what's really interesting is, I mean, the old show me the papers provision, if you will, of the bill in Arizona is really not going to be applied now. I mean, the federal government is not going to enforce this law, which I find a little bit arrogant. I mean... Isn't this called selective enforcement? You start doing that, you're kind of in trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Nonetheless, they're telling them, sure, go ahead. I mean, if you want to detain these people, but if you're going to want them arrested by a federal agent, you may be standing on the side of the road for a while. We may have other stuff we need to be doing rather than go and actually enforce that portion of the law. So we'll see. And then, yeah, Thursday they're gonna probably rule on the... on the health care bill, which is interesting because that'll be the same day that the House is scheduled to vote on the resolution to find Eric Holder in contempt of Congress.
Oh, they're going to have a big day.
Kind of interesting.
They'll have to have a catered lunch.
Yeah. There were a couple of other things that they did rule on yesterday that at least should be mentioned. They struck down Montana's campaign finance law that was written in direct opposition to the Citizen United ruling. You know, that's the one that allowed so much money to be poured into political races. Montana tried to write a law that was that ran against that, and the Supreme Court struck it down. They didn't do anything else. They just said they're not going to hear it because, you know, that's the same Supreme Court that passed the Citizens United ruling, so why would they look at it again? So that's been struck down. And then some teenage murderers may eventually gain their freedom. As a divided Supreme Court struck down mandatory life sentence without parole for juveniles convicted of murders younger than 18. So a couple of other things that they did talk about yesterday.
I wonder, and I'm sure we could find the particulars of that, but I wonder if that applies to anyone under the age of 18 or someone under the age of 18 who is tried as a juvenile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because most of the time, your juvenile rules do not allow for such things.
Right.
They do not allow for such strict penalties. But, you know, is this anyone under the age of 18 who is tried as an adult, can they no longer be sentenced to life in prison without parole?
Life in prison for that, yeah. And the Chicago Sun-Times reporting that Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is exhausted.
Jeez. He's J-cubed to his friends.
Oh, J-cubed, okay.
He's exhausted?
Yeah, J-cubed is, according to a friend, also fighting to save his marriage.
Huh.
I'm sure that can be exhausting.
It probably can.
Yeah.
That's why he has...
we're all exhausted,
He's been on a previously undisclosed medical leave of absence for the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Cowboy up. We're all tired.
That's right. Everybody's tired.
But we're not exhausted, you see? And we're not, you know, we're not. You ever notice that rich people suffer from exhaustion?
We just get tired.
Yeah, other people out there working for a living, you know, breaking up dirt today with a pickaxe.
That's right.
They can't afford to be exhausted.
No, Hollywood stars, you know, they suffer from exhaustion.
Exhaustion.
Yeah.
They're in their hotel rooms passed out from exhaustion, of course.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guys staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
I often compare landscaping to interior decorating. There are many similarities, and those who understand one are often good at the other. However, even with those similarities, getting you revved up about mulches is about as likely as my turning you on to carpet padding. Undaunted, however, I present what I feel is a compelling case for my client, the miracle of mulches, right after this message. For 25 years, we've brought you Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, featuring the finest garden writers in the state of Texas, and we would love to have you as a subscriber now. 1 year, new or renewal, just $23.95. And that's going to be one of the best investments you ever made in gardening. We'll have timely and reliable advice brought right to your mailbox on every aspect of outdoor and houseplant gardening in the Lone Star State. Landscapes, lawn grasses, fruits, vegetables, flowers of all kinds. We have it all in Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's won the awards. We have a lot of happy subscribers, and we want you to be one as well. 1 year, just $23.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. So, I'm going to be talking about the miracles of mulches, and I'll start by saying mulches save lives. The lives of your most precious plants. Mulches, you see, conserve that valuable Texas water. You use less water today when you mulch, so there will be more water left for you to use another day. That's good for your plants. That moisture is saved due to the fact that mulches eliminate the direct contact of drying southerly breezes and the surface of the topsoil, so water won't wick into the air on those hot summer afternoons. Mulches also slow weed invasion, and that saves water. Weed seeds and runners don't get a good root hold in the mulch. Mulches moderate the rate at which soil temperatures change, both in the summer and in the coldest nights of midwinter. And finally, mulches reduce splashing. That means the water stays around longer, so it's more likely to soak into the soil. All the while, water mold funguses aren't as likely to splash off the soil and onto susceptible plants like petunias, pansies, snapdragons, mums, and periwinkles. Now, those are the utilitarian reasons that gardeners use mulches, but most of us use mulches for their appearance. Think about it. The carpet padding actually becomes a major supporting actor in the performance. What a deal! In simple words, mulches look good. I like pine bark mulch. Most natural of all the mulches, pine bark is inexpensive. It lays flat beneath your plants. It can be worked into the soil later. Many of us use it as a soil amendment, and it can easily be replenished annually. However, it does decay, and it washes away in heavy rains. Then there are nuggets and chips. These are larger pieces of bark. They stay in place better in rains. However, they're also very coarse textured visually. They aren't as popular as they once were. Hardwood mulches, shredded hardwood mulch is growing in sales. It should be coarse enough it won't pack and repel water. For the record, it nor any other mulch will attract termites to your house. If you want an organic mulch that will bind with itself and stay put on slopes, cypress mulch is probably the best option. Pine needles will work well, too, if you have them available to you. And if you have valuable compost hanging around, you might use that as a mulch, but it's really even better as a soil amendment. I'm Neil Sperry. Summer pruning pays dividends in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's Tuesday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, the Arizona Wildcats left no doubt. Last night, they used a three-run ninth inning to power their way to their fourth College World Series title, their first one since 1986, in becoming just the second team ever to go through the NCAA tournament 10-0. The Wildcats beat the other team that did it just a year ago, outscoring South Carolina last night 4-1. Zona broke up the 1-1 pitcher's duel in the top of the ninth with a Brandon Dixon RBI double, followed by a Trent Gilbert two-run shot down the third baseline. The Gamecocks made it interesting in the bottom of the ninth, loading the bases with one out, but a line drive catch at second base and then a fly out to right field sent Arizona celebrating for the first time at Omaha since 1986. Coach Andy Lopez joins Texas coach Augie Garrido as the only men to coach two different teams to the national title. Lopez led Pepperdine to the championship 20 years ago, but last night he was talking about Zona.
They battled. Well, they've been battling for a long time. I'm really blessed with unbelievably young guys that like to compete. And again, I'm just really thankful for them, for the city of Tucson, for the baseball community in Tucson. It's been a blessing this year.
South Carolina comes up short in its bid to win three titles in a row. In Eugene, Oregon, Texas A&M thrower Sam Humphrey won the Olympic Trials javelin last night in Eugene, but his throw of 268.7 was 5 inches shy of the Olympic age standard needed to make the trip to London for the big show. Instead, the third, fourth, and fifth place finishers yesterday will represent the USA, as they all previously had thrown that standard of 269 feet. Now in Omaha, Nebraska, A&M sophomore Camille Adams of Cypress fell one spot shy of qualifying for the London Olympics with a third place finish in the women's 400-meter IM, only the top two go. Still no decision on how the tie between A&M sprinter Geneva Tarmo and her Nike teammate Elisa Felix will be settled to see which one makes the 100-meter dash Olympic team. They tied for third in the prelims with the exact same time. If either opts for a runoff, it'll be a runoff. But if both want a coin flip, or if both express no preference, it'll be a coin flip. Neither will likely declare until after the 200-meter finals on Saturday, in which both will compete. The Brazos Valley Bombers got back winning last night as they beat the Victoria Generals 3-1 in Victoria before both teams come back to AMB Ballpark for a game tonight at 7:05. The Bombers are still 2.5 games behind the East Texas Pumpjacks in the TCL. And second seed Rafael Nadal and Victoria Azarenka highlight today's schedule at Wimbledon, one day after a five-time champion was knocked out. Yep, unseeded Venus Williams was quickly dispatched by Elena Vesnina, 6-1, 6-3, marking the first time that Williams lost the opening round at Wimbledon since her debut there in 1997. Novak Djokovic, the defending champion, and Maria Sharapova both advanced without dropping a set. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour at 6:57. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My family has used Scott and White for years. I trust their doctors and facilities. What am I going to do now that A&M's dropping Scott and White insurance?
Relax. Scott and White doctors accept all major insurance plans, including Blue Cross Blue Shield. You won't need to change doctors. Scott and White knows how important it is to be able to visit your trusted provider no matter what insurance you have. Scott and White, providing care to the Brazos Valley for over 25 years.
Hey, folks, going to be hot. We're going to look at the weather in just a minute. You already know that, though, because it's June in Texas. Folks at Intercon want to help you to make sure those energy bills aren't quite as shocking as they were last year now that we're apparently into the hundreds. Remember that there are a whole bunch of different parts of the equation that mean your home is energy efficient, but windows is a big part of it because think about how many windows you've got in your home, and if they're not energy efficient, even just a few of them, then you're leaking out air that you're cooling this time of year, or cold air is coming into your home that you have to reheat during the winter months. So remember that air exchange goes on all year round. And the folks at Intercon can find you window solutions that can fit your budget, that can fit your time frame, and can make you happier because your utility bills will be affected in a good way. So give them a call. They'll come out. They'll kind of assess your situation. No heavy pressure at all because Intercon understands they've got a good product at a fair price, and they've got hundreds of satisfied customers. So why don't you become one of those
hundreds of satisfied customers. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
All day, every day, Denny's and Bryant has three famous Grand Slams for only $2.99. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Get the Denny's Classic Burger, fries, and a drink for only $5 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryant, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99 and the $5 Classic Burger Meal from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Denny's and Bryant, north on the bypass to the FM 2018 exit at the gas truck stop, where you'll find Bud and Bud Light in the 18-pack for only $13.99 through the month of June.
The first and official word on Texas A&M Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. Keep up all summer long with the latest news, releases, schedules, profiles.
Feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas, More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. High today, 105, heat index of 108. 77 will be the low tonight. And about 100 for a high temperature tomorrow and on Thursday. It's 80 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's been demanding answers from Attorney General Eric Holder for over a year. Now, a Republican congressman has questions for President Obama in the Fast and Furious investigation. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
And in a letter to the president, House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa cites recent court decisions saying executive privilege only applies to documents and records from the president or his most senior advisors, which has Issa wondering if President Obama made that privilege claim because he's hiding something. The White House says Republicans are on a fishing expedition and looking for documents on Fast and Furious. Last week, Attorney General Eric Holder offered more, but not all of the papers that ISA wants. And Dave, that contempt of Congress vote on Holder, scheduled for Thursday.
Rich, the Department of Education is warning for-profit career training schools they could lose access to federal student aid because so many of their graduates have struggled paying off their loans, unable to find jobs. Tropical Storm Debbie keeps raining on Florida, barely moving toward the northern Gulf Coast, flooding some areas.
The kids have been having some fun down here playing and with rafts and stuff like that, but a lot of the businesses got flooded.
She's in Gulfport. Parts of Interstate 10 in Florida are closed. Other roads washed out. It'll be around 100 degrees again in Colorado, where wildfires that have torched hundreds of homes keep burning.
The latest fire is on Colorado's eastern plains. It began yesterday as a small brush fire sparked from a blown-out tire and quickly exploded to more than 38,000 acres. Dustin Ratcliffe didn't waste any time when the sheriff started evacuating the town of Last Chance.
We just grabbed mostly our family pictures, stuff we couldn't replace, important paperwork, our animals.
The fire has burned at least four homes and seven other buildings. In Denver, Brenda Stewart, Fox News Radio.
NATO is condemning Syria for shooting down a Turkish jet that last week briefly crossed into its airspace. Turkey says any future aggression will be considered a military threat. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The doctor will see you now.
Today, a mom will get a checkup. A dad will get a blood pressure screening. And a little one will get a vaccine. With the healthcare law, you may now have preventive benefits with no insurance copays or out-of-pocket costs. But there's another reason to join the millions who are using their benefits today. Staying healthy. For all those tomorrows you want to enjoy. Learn more at healthcare.gov. Better health is in your hands.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 3.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Doctor, America's energy development, it's flatlining. And our economy, red tape, regulations, it's flatlining too. How do we revive our country?
The Domestic Energy and Jobs Act is a good first step to recovery. It reduces high energy costs that hurt our hardworking families and small businesses. And it helps grow our economy from the bottom up, creating greater energy security and more good jobs. And it's part of a next generation energy strategy that embraces an all-of-the-above approach while taking good care of our environment.
Conservative leaders like Congressman Bill Flores get it and are taking action by voting for the Domestic Energy and Jobs Act. Thank Congressman Bill Flores for working to invigorate America's flatlining energy production and tell him to vote for H.R. 4078 next month. The Regulatory Freeze for Jobs Act, to create jobs and revitalize our economy for the next generation.
Paid for by the YG Network. YGNetwork.org.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's Best Online Shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July the 5th. Find the link at txtraders.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 80 degrees right now at the studios. 105 for a high today. The heat index, 108. Today's forecast brought to you by the adverb seriously. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Monday afternoon fire at Still Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin destroyed a large barn. Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett says it's possible the combination of triple-digit heat, manure, and hay generated spontaneous combustion.
They noticed a smoldering fire yesterday, some hay and manure next to one of the feed rooms. And they put that out, and it went back out there today, and obviously it got going again. The thing is, the barn was open on the ends. I think the wind went across it, but the temperature just fed that fire. Probably it broke out before anybody realized it.
Burnett was also told employees were doing what he called hot work, repairing the 24-year-old barn, and sparks could have started hay smoldering. Firefighters from District 4 and College Station provided mutual aid. Burnett says they worked in shifts due to triple-digit temperatures. No one was injured and no livestock was lost. Residents of a fourplex in North Bryan spent Sunday night without electricity. William Bouse of the fire marshal's office says that's because they found the occupant of one unit using a household extension cord to get power from another unit.
At 3199 Woodville Road, Engine 4 responded to a possible fire. When they got there, they discovered no fire, but electricity being supplied from the C. Charles unit to the D. David unit.
Bow says the residents of the two other units didn't know what was going on.
Which, obviously, if I was one of those other two, I would be very upset that my family was placed in danger by these actions.
Bow says power was restored Monday to the occupant who thought he was being a good Samaritan. College Station police are investigating burglaries of appliances inside new homes under construction.
The driver admitted to a...
Sorry about that. That's Rhonda Seaton. It's her turn first.
They entered the dwellings that were under construction and took appliances, several side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, a couple of range oven combinations.
Officer Seaton says the estimated loss from the break-ins on old Ironsides and Gunner is about $6,000. A blind woman's accused of driving her pickup into a stranger's home. Officer J.P. Ingram says no one inside the house was hurt, while the driver was treated in the ER, then taken to jail on a drunk driving charge.
The driver admitted to taking multiple shots of vodka. Did not say the size of the amount, but admitted that she had taken multiple shots of vodka just before this accident occurred.
Witnesses told police 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman walked into the house in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision and sat on the couch before paramedics arrived at the house on Green Valley Road. Despite high unemployment, it's becoming harder and harder to find truck drivers.
Back in the 70s, truckers were the knights of the road, played in the movies by sex symbols like Burt Reynolds. But John Esparza of the Texas Motor Transport Association says many factors contribute to a lack of truckers today.
You got to be 21 before you can even be a truck driver. Kids, youth, whatever you want to call it, they want to be satisfied now.
He says trucking companies are paying more to hire truckers. That's good for them, but he warns it will mean we will pay more for things that are hauled by truck, which is everything. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Staying in the San Antonio area, a widening sex scandal has rocked Lackland Air Force Base, one of the nation's busiest military training centers. Four male instructors are charged with having sex with and, in one case, raping female trainees. Charges against others are possible. The most serious accusations surround an Air Force staff sergeant who's charged with rape and aggravated sexual assault. The defendants are all instructors whose job is to turn raw recruits into airmen in 8 weeks of basic training. Harris County commissioners will discuss the future of the long-vacant Astrodome at a special meeting today. The iconic dome has been sitting dormant and decaying since closing in 2009. Last month, the County Sports and Convention Corporation approved a plan to turn the dome into a multi-purpose facility. That facility and arena replacement is the most expensive of four options at roughly $650 million. If commissioners approve the proposal, it would go to voters who would likely have to consider a tax hike to finance the project. And this time of year, a lot of us complaining about high summertime utility bills, but Kristen Harriger of Abilene was left grumbling about a bill near $1.4 million. She called her provider, Potentia Energy, and learned her bill was an error, thankfully. Potentia says that it flagged the bill and had marked it to be held, but the bill mistakenly was sent out anyway. The utility provider not only took care of the overage, but also excused a $66,000 late fee. WTAW News Time, 710, 80 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zornerman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornerman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornerman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornerman Flooring today.
If you had to describe the home buying process in a phrase or perhaps a single word, would it be a single word like nerve-wracking? Would it be a phrase like tried my patience? It shouldn't be that way. The home buying process can be frustrating, but it needs to be fun because, after all, this is probably your biggest investment. That's why you need a realtor like Zweiker & Associates that makes sure they're looking out for your best interest. One of the things that they specialize in is they meet with you, they find out what you absolutely do and do not want in your new home. Then what they do is they go out and they look at all of the available properties that are on the market, which is literally in the hundreds, and they narrow it down to about 8 to 12 properties that meet your exact criteria, because they know your time is important and they want to make sure that you don't get this overload thing that leads to frustration or nerve-wracking or anything like that, any of those other words we may have used to describe the home buying process. Find out how Zweiker & Associates can change the home buying process for you. Go to ZARealestate.com. ZARealestate.com.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatric, 774-3232.
The all-new BMW 328i has a 0-60 time of 5.9 seconds, faster than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. And that inspired Car and Driver to say,
clearly, the new 3 Series is the compact sports sedan for a changed world.
It also puts out 240 horsepower, making it more powerful than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4, which move Motor Trend to say,
"This is not just a win for the 328i, it's a massacre."
And it gets 33 highway miles per gallon, so it's more fuel efficient than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. So, after a recent test drive, the all-new BMW 3 Series inspired Gary from Chicago to say,
"Woo! I love it!
We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine." Speed and power claims based on specs from manufacturer sites, 2333 city highway miles per gallon, and comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 714, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to check the weather. Brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Weather is going to stay very hot over the next several days, and I don't see any rain in sight right on through the end of the week. So through the night, we're generally clear. Temperature by morning in the middle and upper 70s and mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. Looks like some triple digits for the afternoon, 100 to 105. And then clear, warm during Tuesday night, upper 70s to near 80. And it's mostly sunny with a high temperature near 100 during the day Wednesday, probably more the same on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, it's still wrong, but anyway.
Bombers won last night on the road. They'll be home for the next three nights at the AMB ballpark. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Arizona Wildcats. They did it. Went 10-0 and won the College World Series. They're fourth, but they're first since 1986. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Tom, you and I don't have to worry about this, but Chase may need to.
What, not getting any Social Security?
No. Living near a coast.
I haven't worried about that for a long time.
You're living near a coastline.
Uh-huh.
Sea levels are expected to rise by 55 inches worldwide over the next century.
I'd say Tom has a bigger problem with that than I do.
Well, yeah. 55 inches?
Over the next century.
One-third of this morning show pays property taxes in a coastal county, and I ain't it.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But 55 inches, I mean, that's just a yardstick and a half there, right?
Well, okay, sure.
Well, it's not like straight up. It's not like the storm surge is going up 55 inches,
no,
right?
But what it means is that the sea level is going up, which means it maintains. It's not like a storm surge. It's like it maintains. So,
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be fine.
I'm ready.
Well, yeah, I look at it this way. You can't have it both ways. We've been complaining for eons about our coastline eroding, and, you know, at least now the ocean's just taking some of it back.
Yeah. Well, let's just figure it out, you know, because it's all about, you know, how it affects me.
Sure.
Because, okay, I'm 64, so let's say I have another 25 years if I'm lucky. So, you know, it'll only be a fourth that much in 25 years, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, I can live with that.
Okay.
That's okay.
And once again, Tom, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the city of Bryan and TxDOT for finally getting the road fixed on Villa Maria so that the train actually goes over Villa Maria.
That's right.
Because years ago, once he moved over there, he was shocked. We were in the Galleria at that time. He was shocked that the train actually crossed Villa Maria.
Mm. Yeah.
Golly, yeah.
Something needed to be done about that.
Train.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, they did it, thank gosh.
Yeah. Good for them.
There's a medical emergency.
What could possibly happen?
Well, people just drove around those arms that went
did
down.
Did they?
Yes, they did. Huh. Oh, did they ever?
I heard about that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I heard about
I think I told the story. I hadn't lived here very long. This was back in the mid-90s. I just moved here and was, you know, I was a bulletproof student at Texas A&M University and was at that particular railroad crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And the arms were up. All right, so this was not crossing over with the arms down or anything like that. But as I was literally going over the tracks, a public service announcement came on the radio that included a train horn.
Ah!
Oh, nice. My God. Nice.
And you want to talk about first you say it, then you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, my life flashed before my eyes.
I mean, it was loud, like right in your ear,
gosh,
right?
It was, you know, you're going over the tracks and...
You know, got that little adrenaline rush going, did you?
Hello?
Oh.
Really?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, they were reminding us it was Tuesday.
I think so.
Yes.
I've got the music.
Somebody was reminding us it was Tuesday. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
That? Yeah. Just a little blast. Yeah. Like, hey, guys. Well, it's only 7:18. Come on.
I can think of two or three people who would probably do that to us, actually, because, you mentioned that to us.
At least.
All right.
Hey, let's give something away. 6956-1620. We could call 693 if you want to, but they might not like it. 695-1620. 9% of people admit that they do this during church. 695-1620. 9% of people admit they do this during church. 695-1620.
9%.
9%. 9.
Only 9%.
9%. 9%. What's the answer?
Sleep?
No.
I knew that'd be the first answer, but
that's higher.
What's the answer?
Sleep. What's the answer?
Okay.
You got to turn your radio down.
Hey, everybody. It's not sleep.
What's the answer? What? Hello? What's the answer?
Sleep?
I'm sorry?
Would it be sleep?
No, it wouldn't be sleep. Thanks. 695-1620. Hi, what's the answer?
Send text messages.
Who is that?
No, that can't. What's the answer?
Texting.
It's close, obviously, because Scott's having a moral dilemma.
It's just killing me. No, I heard you the first time.
Well, if it's, I mean, you know, you've got to be like.
What's the answer?
Flip your fingernails.
Yeah, that's close to texting, yeah.
Makes it easier to text, perhaps.
I like that. What's the answer?
Facebook?
No. What's the answer?
Stick your nose.
God, you got some gross people listening this morning.
What's the answer?
That would be browsing the internet on your phone.
Yeah, checking your phone. That's what it is. I like the other answers, though. Picking your nose and clipping your nails. That's it. Who's this?
I do all that, too. This is Lee Simmons.
All right.
What I win.
Well, tickets to Schlitterbahn, is that okay?
No, all right.
Oh, well, there you go then. Actually, you get a choice, I think. Yeah, we have three parks to choose from. You know, just for something different, you can take one from one park and one from another, too.
That would be fun.
And something different. All right, so anyway, we got
Galveston or New Braunfels.
Galveston, New Braunfels.
Choices, choices, choices.
Yeah,
choices. I don't know. Pick one for me.
What I thought, too. Let's go with probably Galveston.
Okay.
That way, if you don't have a good time, you can blame it on us. All right, come by.
Yes, sir.
Come by. What do you do, Lee?
Oh, man, as little as possible.
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much. All right, come by the radio station. We got it for you. We ought to do that, yeah. Give one away to each park.
That's right.
Yeah, really. We've got one to South Padre and one to Galveston.
You never know. Sometimes it might be better that way. We're sending your kids to Galveston. You can go to South Padre.
Right.
All right, let's see here. Actual ads from real humans posted on Craigslist. Actual ads from real people. Well, first, before we do that, let's see. Let me click here. Let me check. Let's check what's free on Craigslist in Bryant College Station today.
Ah, okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's do that. That's free.
Sweet, yeah. Well, actually, this is just from yesterday. Nothing today. Sweet kittens for a good home in Bryan.
Oh, okay.
Sweet
nice.
Kittens for a good home.
Big old box of adorable.
Once again, I don't know how many. Oh, several free cans of chunky cat food that go along with it.
Oh.
So there we go.
How about they really want to get rid of their cat?
I guess they really do.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, and here's a good one, a free queen mattress on the curb.
Yikes. I think I'd take the cats.
Yeah. Yeah, the cats might be cleaner.
My goodness.
On the curb.
On the curb. Well, it hasn't rained, so yeah.
They're hoping the extreme heat will help disinfect it.
I would think probably so.
That's right. It'll kill that mold that's already on there.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So anyway, actual ads. So my fiance and I are getting married in June. He has 8 groomsmen lined up, and I only have 1 bridesmaid, so I need some girls who are attractive.
Usually it's the other way around.
And around my age to stand up in my wedding. You can be single or taken, doesn't matter, just have to be hot. Just so you're not hotter than me.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm a 29-year-old female who's looking to try a married life for a month.
A month?
Yeah. Around 10 years ago, I swore to myself that I would never get married. As my 30th birthday approaches, I've begun having doubts on this decision. Perhaps I really would like being married and having kids and taking care of a husband. Huh.
Let's give it a test spin there, sweet cheeks.
Something like that.
In there and make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's this one. I decided tomorrow I want to get married. So any takers? I'm attractive. Not a psycho. Well, not completely.
Whoa.
Oh.
I have a job, a car, my own place. I'm very independent. I never wanted to get married ever. But life is pretty boring right now, and I feel like if I get married, it might be something exciting.
I love how, according to her, she's both attractive and not really psycho.
Yeah. Well, not psycho completely, I think. Yeah, not a psycho completely. There may be portions of her that are, but anyway, apparently, real things out there on Craigslist, just simply because it's there. Hey, while many industries are still suffering from a sluggish economy, there's one niche that appears to be doing well. Restaurants.
Restaurants?
No.
Oh, restaurants.
That's what I said.
I'm so sad I have to go.
Yeah.
As in the Hooters-like restaurants, where, of course, the waitress comes over and stands and asks you what you would like to eat or drink, and then sometimes sits next to you to figure up the bill.
Could you help me here? It's a 6 plus 7 would be 13. Is that correct? And then I carry my 1. So,
there you go. A segment that's doing pretty well out there. And score another one for wine. Researchers found a couple of glasses of wine a day. Okay? A couple of glasses of wine a day for middle-aged adults makes your life better. Researchers, and I wonder who paid for this study, researchers talked to over 5,000 people at the age of 50 and found that those that are labeled as moderate drinkers, meaning no more than 14 drinks a week. Oh, we finally, of course, how big are the drinks, right? We had the story this morning about somebody who had taken some shots and we didn't know how big the shots were. But anyway, 14 drinks per week scored highest in measurements for dexterity, emotion, and mobility. Dexterity, emotion, and mobility. So that's all it takes is knock back a few, and you're able to make it through life, at least according to this kid.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater. Gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel. Or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months, and only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
People talk about fancy moves on the basketball court, on the field. Hey, that was a fancy move. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and you don't have to be a skilled athlete to put on some fiancé moves when you propose. At Douglas Jewelers, we're all about helping you put on those fiancé moves. You hold a little box up to her, slowly raise that lid, she sees her diamond, and then she makes a fiancé move of her own and says yes, and you celebrate, baby. Douglas Jewelers, we're the experts in fiancé moves.
Hey, good morning. It's 726 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway at morefeed.com. Look for a high temperature 105 today. Heat index of 108. Yeah, north winds, but so what? 77 for low tonight, about 100 for tomorrow, and 100 on Thursday. And right now we've got a humidity of 74%, fair skies, and we're at 79.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There is more to the story that broke late last week about the behavior of guests Obama invited to the White House to celebrate Gay Pride Month. At the reception, President Kardashian praised his guests for moving us forward with the force of their moral arguments, and more importantly, by the examples they set. Later, photos were published on Facebook posted by two of the activists showing them in the White House. Matthew Hart, Zoe Strauss were flipping off Ronald Reagan's official portrait. As the photos went viral, White House spokesman Shin In No Way attempted damage control. In No Way said, while the White House does not control the conduct of guests at receptions, we certainly expect that all attendees conduct themselves in a respectful manner. And most all do. These individuals clearly did not. Behavior like this does not belong anywhere, least of all in the White House. Matthew Hart is the National Director of Solutions for Progress, which receives taxpayer money to help families escape poverty. He was unrepentant. He told Philadelphia Magazine, yeah, F. Reagan. Ronald Reagan's got blood on his hands. That man was in the White House. His AIDS exploded. And he was happy. See plenty of gay men and queer people die. He was a murderous fool. I got no problem saying so. Don't invite me back. I don't care. Taxpayers support his company. He was invited into the White House to celebrate gay pride. Is anybody else as proud of this guy as Obama must be?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 82 degrees right now at the studios. Yeah, 82 already. Slight chance of showers today with a high of well over 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update. It's brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan Fire Department and BTU are dealing with people getting electricity illegally. Firefighters were sent Sunday night to a call on Woodville Road about a fourplex possibly on fire. William Bouse with the Fire Marshal's Office says instead of finding fire, they found a household electrical cord connecting two units.
It's like the Christmas tree overload on steroids, because they may start running air conditioner and refrigerator and who knows what off of it if they, you know, take that cord over there and then put a multi extension on it and then start plugging stuff in.
Bouse says while that case involved a Good Samaritan, there are outright thefts of electricity
where somebody did not realize somebody was walking up and hooking up an extension cord to their back plug on the rear of their house and so on and stealing electricity from them.
Back on Woodville Road, the occupant who supplied the power was cut off Sunday but had service restored on Monday. New homes under construction are among the latest burglary targets. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says $6,000 worth of appliances were taken out of houses on Gunner and Old Ironsides.
This area that this occurred in is an area where there's a lot of construction going on. You know, people are out passing by. And as they see activity going on at a construction site in the middle of the night, it definitely is unusual, and the police should be contacted.
Washers, dryers, side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, and combination range ovens were all taken from 9 homes. There was more to a weekend drunk driving arrest in a Bryan residential neighborhood. 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman is accused of driving her pickup into a home on Green Valley in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. Bryan PD's J.P. Ingram says witnesses saw Zimmerman get out of her truck and then go inside.
It is not her residence. There's no indication that shows that she knows the person at all, that the residence that she struck. This very much could be just something random.
Investigators were told the driver took 3 or 4 shots before the crash. Zimmerman was taken first to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. She was later jailed but is out on bond. Firefighters were at Steel Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin Monday afternoon. A large livestock barn was destroyed, according to Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett.
Took a defensive posture because we had buildings pretty close to the barn. Managed to contain the barn. The barn's still standing, but it's probably going to be a total loss of the steel structure. Nobody was injured. No animal was injured.
Burnett suspects either sparks during repair work to the 24-year-old barn started hay to smolder, or the fire began by spontaneous combustion. Mutual aid was provided by District 4 and College Station. Firefighters helped themselves by bringing cold drinks to help stay hydrated. Now that the Supreme Court has struck down the heart of Arizona's controversial immigration legislation, the experts say it will have a ripple effect across the country.
Lawmakers in states like Texas have held off on a serious push for similar bills, which would crack down on illegal immigration, because they are waiting to see how the high court would rule. Charles C. Foster, who advised both President Bush and Obama on immigration, says he thinks states like Texas won't touch it now.
To the extent that Governor Perry gets on his high horse and wants some Arizona-like bills, I think it's going to be harder for anyone to justify spending any time on those.
He says if a bill is introduced in Texas, it won't even make it out of committee. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Governor Perry, meanwhile, says he'll keep pushing state lawmakers to pass a bill allowing police to ask anyone they stop about their immigration status. In a statement on his Twitter account, Perry said Monday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on the Arizona law still allows Texas to pursue a so-called sanctuary cities bill that failed to pass in 2011. The Texas bill would have given police more power to ask anyone they detain about their citizenship status. Prosecutors will continue presenting evidence against a Saudi man accused of buying chemicals and other materials online to try to build a bomb. More FBI agents and experts are expected to take the stand today in Amarillo on the third day of testimony in the trial of Khalid Ali M. Al-Dawsari. He's a former Texas Tech chemical engineering student who was arrested in February of 2011 after agents searched his apartment. Relatives of a man who claimed Texas's castle doctrine allowed him to fatally shoot a neighbor after an argument about a noisy party tell jurors he was not an abusive person and always stressed the importance of gun safety. 46-year-old Raul Rodriguez faces up to life in prison for the 2010 killing of Kelly Danaher. Testimony in the punishment phase of Rodriguez's Houston trial resumed Monday. Rodriguez, who videotaped the incident, is heard on the recording saying he feared for his life and was standing his ground. And the 100-year-old battleship Texas Museum is closed indefinitely after several leaks flooded the vessel, which fought in both World Wars I and II. Ship manager Andy Smith said Monday nearly 2,000 gallons of water per minute are flowing into the ship from several leaks that have sprung on the port and starboard sides. He says the museum will be closed for at least a week, at least the rest of this week. The battleship first closed earlier this month when a leak sprang in areas of the ship that still had oil from when the Texas was in active service. The museum reopened Saturday, but the new leaks sprang up almost immediately afterward. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 82 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment. Just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
Hey, good morning. It's 738 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2929. Two-way. I don't know. I mean, I guess there have been times when we've been at 80 by 630, but I don't remember them.
How about 83 by 738?
Man, 105 for a high temperature today.
Wow.
Heat index of 108 and north winds at 5 to 10. And like we were talking about earlier, you think that north wind thing would be cool, neat, you know.
Yeah.
But in fact, what that does is it lowers the humidity, which allows the air to heat up so fast. That's the reason we got to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a meteorologist or play one on the radio, but I mean, if there, you know, it warms it up faster. And the other thing, and I guess it's pretty good that Neil was talking about that today, the whole idea about mulch helps, because when you've got hot, windy weather, that wicks the moisture right out of your soil. So put your mulch down. Yeah. Anyway, so that's in, what we got, 83 right now.
84.
Right.
But it's getting hotter on the roof.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Up on the roof. All right.
Yeah, and it'll probably be about 102, 103 when the Bombers throw their first pitch tonight at 7:05.
But there's always a breeze at the ballpark.
There's always a breeze. Yes, they ship it in every night. Mm-hmm. They ship in a breeze. Yeah, there you go. They are playing tonight against somebody. The Victoria Generals. Yeah.
Of course
they were
are.
In Victoria last night. Victoria's coming there to... I don't know who makes up this schedule, but the Bombers, okay, they were here Saturday.
Yeah.
They had Sunday off. Yesterday, they're in Victoria. Today, Victoria comes here.
Yeah.
And then Victoria comes back in 2 days. It's a little crazy. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Other kind of baseball, the College World Series. Arizona is the champion. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. And we mentioned, you know, it was 100 degrees in Denver yesterday. So it's not like we're all alone in this thing, but. Nonetheless. So a British website said its survey of employers suggests that nearly three quarters of office bosses aren't too bothered by employees showing up late. The name of the site is Mosey, which is kind of the way they're heading into work.
That's what it sounds like.
Mosey.co.uk said its survey, which questioned 1,000 employers and 1,000 employees, suggested many bosses are not bothered by workers who are less than a half an hour late because they recognize how much work the employees perform using the internet and their smartphone. And about a quarter of the employers polled said that, well, they're not bothered by their employees taking longer lunches. And about a third said they don't mind workers taking regular breaks.
Hmm.
Now, again, this is a wonderful job we have here, but one of the things is we really can't be showing up late for work. Because, I mean, we start pretty much at an exact time.
Yeah, and, because, you know, the result of us being late is dead air.
It's noticeable. Noticeable.
Yeah, it would be noticeable.
And if Tom decided he wanted to go out and check his text messages at about 10 minutes before the hour, it might be noticeable that he wasn't there.
That's true.
So those are the kind of things that there's, you know, it's a little different here anyway. But aside from that, you know, again, inside work, no heavy lifting. Hello, let's go to the phones.
I lifted something heavy the other day.
Did you? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
hello.
I did. I thought about you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. Mm-hmm. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Not going to be that way.
We jam the rest of the time.
Can you imagine?
I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Would you?
We appreciate that.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear
music on the radio, really?
Not just stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Well, that's like your opinion,
Bye.
Man.
Bye.
Who says it's not pressing?
You know, we've only heard from her, and she says there's a bunch.
Yeah, well, she's the spokesperson.
I guess so. To look
right at your baby. Cool, Carly Rae.
Yeah. So call me maybe. Hey, I just met you. Now that's good.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this song is, as we know, when you get finished with your workout, there's a cool-down period that is necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't just suddenly stop. But, you know, this is a good little tempo here. See? I don't understand this song. I listened to it once, and I don't know what it means. But maybe you can help me with that, Chase?
She's a little crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
She just met a guy, but she hands him her number.
All right, so here's our cool-down. See? I mean,
I think they just lost power.
That may be the complete workout song, right? What, the record quit going around?
yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's, you know, that's not bad right there.
I always skip that cool down period.
That's Call Me Maybe? Okay, there you go. Got that for
Call Me, comma, maybe. Not Call Me Maybe like Arrested Development or something like that.
Okay. All right, now let's lay the heavy question out here. Drag this out into the middle of the room.
Yeah. 7:44, it's going to be a good one.
If God is going to let you off easy, why not commit the crime? See?
My gosh, what kind of question is
that? Well, that sums up the findings of a study by two American professors who say that countries with a belief in hell have lower crime rates than those with a greater belief in heaven. The researchers looked for mentions of heaven, hell, and God in surveys of more than 143,000 participants in 67 countries. They did this between 1981 and 2007. In 2003, Harvard researchers found that developed countries perform better economically if the population believed more in hell than in heaven.
Does it cite examples?
Well, it does not. And the other thing I don't know is if there were any agnostics atheists involved.
Mm.
I mean, so I'm not exactly sure. Again, it sounds like there are a lot of participants at 143,000. One of the professors said, I think it's an important clue about the differential effects of supernatural punishment and supernatural benevolence. Last year, he wrote an article saying that undergrads who believed in a forgiving God were more likely to cheat than those who believe in a punishing God. There is less of a divine deterrent, he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, That's interesting.
Well,
I mean, personally, I do believe in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about hell, but that's enough for me to keep it on the straight and narrow. You know?
But then the concept of a forgiving God and a punishing God. And again, of course,
Reverend?
I'm still trying. Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around what, and again, it's really unfortunate that they didn't cite examples.
Yeah.
Because if you cite an Islamic theocracy as a place where crime rates are low because of belief in hell, I would counter with, no, crime rates are low because punishment is very extreme in those places.
And you know exactly what it is, and it's often done in public and all those sorts of things.
And so that's an immediate flaw that I see.
But.
It can get pretty nasty before you ever get to hell.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
But,
right.
But. Committing a crime. Now, you see, are we talking about that? And how often do you think about the consequences of what you are going to do before you do it anyway? Whether it's, we may not even be talking about heaven or hell in a case like that.
Well, and to me, the theological answer is that if that is the ultimate decision, or if that is the ultimate barometer that you use to make your decision, it's a reflection of spiritual immaturity.
Okay.
Because if you truly want to please God, you will do what is right. There is a moral compass to do what is right from an optimistic standpoint, not to avoid punishment.
Yet, is that on the front of your mind if it is a crime of passion?
No.
And it may not be.
Because nothing but the passion is on the front of your mind if it's a crime of passion.
Right.
I'm talking about if you have time to think it out,
mm-hmm. I mean, what is your outlook as a follower of whatever faith you choose to follow? Is it to please a deity, or is it to avoid his wrath?
And again, I don't know if agnostics or atheists were involved in this, so then that would be off the table. But it's an interesting concept, and that's all. I just kind of rolled it out there.
No, it is.
Right answer, no wrong answer, just kind of something for you to think about. See, we do that every once in a while. We're silly, but we give you things to think about. It's
we cool down their body but warm up their mind.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the Fountain of Youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Your relationships might be time-consuming and messy, but they're worth it. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. Did you know that people with no social life are 50% more likely to die early than those who are well-connected? According to more than 30 years of research, when you socialize regularly with family and friends, you live an average of 3.7 years longer than those who lead isolated lives. Bert Uccino, the professor who led this research project at the universities of Utah and North Carolina, said that friends and supportive people encourage us to have better health practices, to see a doctor, and even exercise more. Relationships may also help you feel like you have something to live for. Professor Uccino said that the emotional support people receive from those close to them can help put their problems into perspective. Having secure relationships and feeling loved gives us much more secure and calm lives. Obviously, the need for relationships is essential to our well-being. Perhaps that's why family is so important to our growth and development. Our mothers, fathers, and siblings make a huge impact on us as we grow up. But we've got to fight the way that technology and popular entertainment try to keep us isolated from one another. Healthy relationships need to be our top priority. I like this observation. The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships. To help your relationships thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%, APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
One more time. It's Tuesday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's time for sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Omaha, Nebraska last night, and the Arizona Wildcats leave no doubt. Last night, they used a 3-run top of the ninth inning, and they powered their way to a fourth College World Series title. In the process, they denied South Carolina what would have been their third straight. In becoming just the second team ever to go through the NCAA tournament undefeated, 10-0, the Wildcats beat the other team that did it a year ago, outscoring the Gamecocks 4-1. Zona broke up a 1-1 pitcher's duel in the top of the ninth inning. Brandon Dixon's RBI, followed by Trent Gilbert's 2-run shot down the third baseline. Here's Dixon.
We knew we had it in us, and we got hot at the right time, and it was a great time to get hot, and it was wonderful.
Gamecocks made it interesting in the bottom of the ninth inning, loading the bases with one out, but a line drive catch at second base, and then it ended this way.
The pitch. There's a drive to center field. Rep Snyder and Rickard are there. It'll be Rep Snyder who makes the catch and the celebration begins in Omaha. For the first time since 1986, the Arizona Wildcats are the national champions. Arizona wins it 4-1, knocking off the two-time defending national champion South Carolina Gamecocks as the fireworks punctuate the championship here in Omaha.
It was the fourth title for Arizona. Coach Andy Lopez joins Texas coach Augie Garrido as the only men to coach two different teams to the national title. Lopez led Pepperdine to the championship 20 years ago. Well, let's take it to Eugene, Oregon, where the Olympic trials are still going on. Actually, they'll have the day off today and tomorrow and then pick it up again on Friday. A&M thrower Sam Humphrey won the Olympic trials javelin last night, but his throw of 268.7 inches was 5 inches shy of the Olympic A standard needed to make the trip to London for the big show. Now, this is kind of strange. The third, fourth, and fifth place finishers yesterday will go to London, as they had previously thrown that standard of 269 feet. Let's take it a few miles to the east in Omaha, Nebraska. A&M sophomore Camille Adams of Cypress, Texas, fell one spot shy of qualifying for the London Olympics with a third-place finish in the women's 400-meter IM. Only the top two go to London. Still no decision yet on how the tie between A&M sprinter Geneva Tarmo and Nike teammate Elisa Felix will be settled to see which one makes the 100-meter dash Olympic team. Remember, they tied for third in the prelims with the exact same time. If either opts for a runoff, it'll be a runoff. But if both want a coin flip or if both express no preference, it'll be a coin flip. Neither will likely declare until after the 200-meter finals on Saturday, in which they will both compete. Brazos Valley Bombers got back to winning last night. They beat the Victoria Generals 3-1 in Victoria. Both teams will come back to the AMB ballpark for a game tonight at 7:05. Jordan Hammerman, Miles Parma, and Kevin Lamb got the Bombers RBIs, and Quentin Urban went 2-for-4 with the double. Brandon Bergen got the pitching win, going 6 innings. Bombers are still 2.5 games behind the East Texas Pumpjacks in the TCL. Tens of thousands of fans lined the roadways in downtown Miami yesterday to celebrate the Heat's NBA championship. Players, coaches, and team officials rode with family and friends on flatbed trucks and double-decker buses. During the parade, Dwayne Wade cradled the Larry O'Brien championship trophy in his arms for much of the ride. And second seeds Rafael Nadal and Victoria Azarenka highlights today's schedule at Wimbledon one day after a five-time champion was knocked out. Venus Williams was quickly dispatched by Russian Alina Vyzhnina 6-1-6-3. It was the first time that Williams lost in the opening round at Wimbledon since her debut there in 1997. Top seeds Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova both advanced without dropping a set. Tony Parker may miss the London Olympics. The San Antonio Spurs star says that he almost lost an eye in that fight involving singer Chris Brown and members of the hip-hop star's entourage Drake. Parker says that his cornea was scratched and he had to have an operation to remove a shard that penetrated 99% of his left eye. He did not join the rest of France's team Wednesday and will see a specialist in New York when he's cleared to take long-haul flights after July the 5th. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit texascw.net or call 778- 3380.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Hey, what's Acme Glass? Let me see, a couple of days ago, because I needed to get a mirror, sliding mirror, like for a medicine cabinet deal. I had to get a piece of glass cut to size. was going to need to get it drilled so I could have a handle put in there. And then he said, well, why don't we just super glue a handle on there? And I thought, well, that's kind of neat, little knob type deal. And, you know, done the next day. And, you know, I don't know, it cost me like $11 or $12 to get that done. I mean, that's the kind of service that I want to have, and that's the kind of service that I get every time from Acme Glass. You know, they've been around since 1946, so whatever your specific needs might be, a glass piece of glass cut to size like that, maybe some glass for your vehicle or glass for your business. They can do all of that for you, respond quickly, get you a great price, and be on their way. Now, could be that you need to have that piece of glass installed and you can't, for instance, bring your vehicle in. Well, they can do on-site work for you as well. Those are the kind of things that's made Acme Glass the name that people turn to, and they've been doing it since 1946. Two locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass. Okay, you can now buy fish caught off Japan's Fukushima coastline for the first time since the disaster.
Oh, that's right, and you can glow in the dark.
But they say it's really good, like they have glowing reviews.
Yeah. Well, all the dead fish have floated to Alaska now.
Sure, exactly.
They're almost to Seattle,
yeah,
aren't they?
Something like that.
You can see Sarah Palin's house from there.
Testing showed no detectable radiation.
Oh, good.
No detectable radiation.
Right. But radiation fears are still there for some types of seafood.
So if you put those fish in the microwave, do they just laugh at you?
I don't know. This is the best you can. Give me your best shot. That's all? That's all you got? Now, they're saying that there is still some problem as far as the sea bass is concerned. And some flounder so far, and we'll see what
happens. So I heard a story the other day that...
flounder's never been a well-rounded fish anyway.
Yeah, so. Thank you.
Mm. I heard a story the other day that over there that the people that are going in, that are still cleaning all that up and hanging around there and doing the work, are like old people, you know, like that are over 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Hey. Noble? Really? going ahead and sacrificing yourself for someone else?
I think 60 years ago they called it kamikaze, didn't they?
Well, tell
that's a little insensitive spin on it. I would say this is a much nobler cause.
College Station Bryan, he said it. That's
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're using chainsaws to clean up the damage in Florida as Tropical Storm Debbie slowly moves toward the Gulf Coast, spawning tornadoes.
I knew what was coming.
You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it, and I could feel that vibration. You know, you knew it was there.
Storms also flooded areas from Tampa up north, washing out roads. Some communities have already had a foot of rain.
Another 10 to 12 inches of rain can still occur in northern Florida in the next 48 hours. Landfall is anticipated in northwest Florida, west of Gainesville, on Wednesday as a weak tropical storm.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. Firefighters are battling the heat along with the flames out west. It'll be around 100 again in Colorado, where several wildfires are burning, forcing more evacuations, including a couple who just said I do at an outdoor wedding.
We couldn't even sign the license in the park. Because they were pushing us out.
Hundreds of homes have burned down in Colorado. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa has sent a letter to President Obama questioning his use of executive privilege in the Fast and Furious investigation. Issa says either the president was more involved or he's blocking Congress's probe into the gun tracking operation. The White House responds that the president's invoking executive privilege in the same way Presidents Bush, Reagan, and Clinton did. Turkey is warning Syria about the NATO Turkish fighter jet that was shot down. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Turkey has made it clear that the rules have now changed and that any threats to its border with Syria won't be taken lightly. At a special session over the fallout, NATO has condemned the incident, but there's no mention of any repercussions. Syria still insists that the plane violated their airspace. Meanwhile, there's a battle going on around Damascus, with rebels and government forces locked in heavy fighting. It's the worst violence in the capital suburb since the uprising began, Dave.
Emily, in Uganda, villagers say about 100 people, mostly children, are missing after a massive mudslide triggered by heavy rain that destroyed three villages. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Doctor, America's energy development, it's flatlining. And our economy, red tape, regulations, it's flatlining too. How do we revive our country?
The Domestic Energy and Jobs Act is a good first step to recovery. It reduces high energy costs that hurt our hard-working families and small businesses. And it helps grow our economy from the bottom up, creating greater energy security and more good jobs. And it's part of a next-generation energy strategy that embraces an all-of-the-above approach while taking good care of our environment.
Conservative leaders like Congressman Bill Flores get it and are taking action by voting for the Domestic Energy and Jobs Act. Thank Congressman Bill Flores for working to invigorate America's flatlining energy production and tell him to vote for H.R. 4078 next month. The Regulatory Freeze for Jobs Act to create jobs and revitalize our economy for the next generation.
Paid for by the YG Network. YGNetwork.org.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
It's the most fun.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels. Voted the best water park in the world for 14 straight years. Schlitterbahn has bigger, better, and more rides than any other water park. Nobody comes close. More than 3 miles of tubing rides, 8 kid water parks, wave pools, heated pools, uphill water coasters, and slides of all kinds. And now in 2012, experience the falls, the longest white water adventure ride on planet Earth. Voted best new water park ride anywhere. Plus, enjoy the Aquavayer, the Deluge, the Butterfly Bayou, Boogie Bay, and more. And get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners. Taking pride in how you look.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 84 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 105. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Monday afternoon fire at Steel Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin destroyed a large barn. Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett says it's possible the combination of triple-digit heat, manure, and hay generated spontaneous combustion.
They noticed a smoldering fire yesterday from hay and manure next to one of the feed rooms, and they put that out, and it went back out there today, and obviously it got going again. The thing is, the barn was open on the end. I think the wind went across it, but the temperature just fed that fire. Probably it broke out before anybody realized it.
Burnett was told employees were doing what he called hot work, repairing the 24-year-old barn, and sparks could have started hay to smolder. Firefighters from District 4 and College Station provided mutual aid. Burnett says they worked in shifts because of triple-digit temperatures. No one was hurt and no livestock was lost. Residents of a fourplex in North Bryan spent Sunday night without electricity. William Bouse of the fire marshal's office says that's because they found the occupant of one unit using a household extension cord to get power from another unit.
At 3199 Woodville Road, Engine 4 responded to a possible fire. When they got there, they discovered no fire, but electricity being supplied from the C. Charles unit to the D. David unit.
Now says the residents of the two other units did not know what was going on.
Which, obviously, if I was one of those other two, I would be very upset that my family was placed in danger by these actions.
Mouse says power was restored Monday to the occupant who thought he was being a good Samaritan. College Station police are investigating burglaries of appliances inside new homes under construction.
They entered the dwellings that were under construction and took appliances. Several side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, a couple of range oven combinations.
Officer Rhonda Seaton says the estimated loss from the break-ins on old Ironsides and Gunner is $6,000. A Bryan woman's accused of driving her pickup into a stranger's home. Officer J.P. Ingram says no one inside the house was hurt, but the driver was treated at the emergency room before being taken to jail on a drunk driving charge.
The driver admitted to taking multiple shots of vodka. Did not say the size of the amount, but admitted that she had had taken multiple shots of vodka just before this accident occurred.
Witnesses told police 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman walked into the house in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision and sat on the couch before fire crews arrived. State health officials are investigating a pair of complaints about a device to help users lose weight in an unconventional manner.
The device is called the Lipotron 3000, which promises to literally cook fat away. Christine Mann with the Department of State Health Services says the first complaint last summer alleged the product was not FDA approved.
We received a complaint also earlier this year that Lipotron, this medical device, was not approved for fat melting, and so that's something we're currently investigating.
The device is apparently being used in a number of medical settings nationwide. It uses lasers similar to radio frequency fields in a microwave to melt fat and tighten the skin. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
A widening sex scandal has rocked Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, one of the nation's busiest military training centers. Four male instructors are charged with having sex with, and in one case, raping female trainees. Charges against others are possible. The most serious accusations surround an Air Force staff sergeant who's charged with rape and aggravated sexual assault. The defendants are all instructors whose job is to turn recruits into airmen in 8 weeks of basic training. And Harris County commissioners will discuss the future of the long-vacant Astrodome at a Capital Projects meeting today. The iconic dome has been sitting dormant and decaying since closing in 2009. Last month, the County Sports and Convention Corporation approved a plan to turn the dome into a multi-purpose facility suitable for conventions, festivals, and sporting events. The multi-purpose facility and arena replacement is the most expensive of the four options at roughly $650 million. If the commissioners approve the proposal, it would go to a referendum. Voters would likely have to consider a tax hike to finance the project. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 85 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, you know, the folks over at Texas Truck Rig and say, make us your first stop and you can make sure that your truck, your SUV, stays looking good longer. And even if that's a work truck, if you have to get out into the country, out into the brush and that kind of thing, you get a grill guard, that keeps the front of the truck looking good, you know. But again, you got to put stuff in the back. Well, you can do a drop-in bed liner if you want to, or spray-in bed liner. All those are available for you at Texas Truck Rig. And as far as the inside of your truck, make sure that looks good, too, with the floor mats and the different things that you both front and back to make sure that looks good. If you want to put some other covers over your seats, all of that's available for you right there at Texas Truck Riggins. Also at Texas Truck Riggins, you know, if you've got a diesel, then you can get diesel chips so that the performance goes up. And remember that they've got that boutique on the inside, which is kind of a neat deal, an opportunity for you to pick out something for because there's shoes and purses and stuff like that. Or maybe you just want to get a gift certificate for the lady in your life. So you can do that while you're getting something for your truck or your SUV. All that's available. One place, it's Texas Truck Regans. You go in there and you'll understand why they've been voted best of the Brazos about 7 years running. Right there on South College across from the lake, it's Texas Truck Regans.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum.
You know, John has a saying here, the door is always open. And I'd say that's been my experience. That's his philosophy of this dealership. His office is actually located right on the showroom floor where he's around and he wants people to feel comfortable coming in here. If you need to see John, you can come here and see him. And he is a very approachable guy. And that's the message he sends to all of his people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Look for a high temperature today, about 100, and low temperature tonight, probably around 77 or so. Excuse me, I said 100. It's closer to 105. Heat index of about 101. Yeah, big time. By the way, I was just looking it up. Actually, the official high temperature in Denver yesterday was 105. So
yeah, and they're really not liking that.
No.
Not only because of the heat, but because of fires and everything like that.
Yeah, it's been a bad enough situation going on up in Colorado. Anyhow, we'll continue to be right around there for the next few days because, after all, it is Texas and it is June, and we're pretty happy because we hit 80 before 6:30 this morning.
Yeah.
So anytime we can do that, that's kind of fun. So you got that story this morning about I don't know how it happened, but one person taking electricity from their neighbor.
Yeah, you know, and there's I've got some questions about it too.
Did the neighbor know it was going on? Somebody just sneak over and go, let's put a power strip over there in
his
place.
I can't help, and I'm going totally out on a limb here.
Yeah.
What it sounds like is perhaps unit one gets power cut off, unit two being a good Samaritan says, here, connect onto ours.
Oh, okay.
So because it sure is hot outside.
So it wasn't a theft of service kind of deal.
Well, it would be theft of service.
Well, yeah,
make no
true,
mistake.
That's true. But they weren't, okay. They weren't trying to steal from the neighbor unbeknownst to them.
Correct.
Kind of deal. All right.
Correct.
I got you. Yeah, that's not a smart thing. That's because you know, before you know it, you're trying to plug more things in there, and then you get that little splitter and all that kind of stuff. And it is, after all, that time of year where it takes a little bit of energy.
You overload yourself. So
that much trouble. All right, let's see what else we got going. Oh, you know, you mentioned a cliche earlier this morning.
I did.
So that made me start thinking about
cliches. Ooh, was it a good one?
Well, it was. You said. Wrap your head around something.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So let's
how do
think,
you do that? Yeah.
Well, how do you
wrap your head around?
Yeah.
It'd be easier to wrap it around your head, you would think.
Yeah. Or we could just talk about it. then there's don't you love when somebody says, we need a paradigm shift? Let's do a paradigm shift. Okay, everybody get ready. 1, 2, 3. Move to the left. Now move to the right. Okay. Anyway, then there's data-driven. I mean, you ever hear that? We're data-driven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're data-driven. How about this one? This is a biggie. Win-win.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a win-win to me.
It's win-win.
Yeah.
Or it could
be
a
win-win.
Win-win.
Win-win-win.
Yeah.
One that I've used before.
No one ever says, you know, it's lose-lose, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And here's what I've used before.
That's what I always pick. Yeah.
When I'm talking to elected folks, I talk about ROI. ROI.
Mm-hmm. Return on
investment. Sure. So ROI, that's always good. How about this one? Cash cow. That's our cash cow. Really? How many people have been using cows to make money?
You know, yeah. Well, a few.
Yeah.
You know.
Tom, people come over to your house and go, can we see your cash cow?
Well, you know.
Cash cow in the background?
Cash cow's paid for a new baseball stadium over at Texas A&M.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess that's true.
Blue Bell.
Blue Bell, that's right.
Yeah, there's cows involved.
That's right, okay.
Yeah.
How about let's put lipstick on that pig? We got that one for you.
Yeah.
Who was the first one to use that?
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a good one, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't think that one will ever go back.
You know exactly what we're talking about there.
What they mean.
Put a little lipstick on the pig here, boys.
Uh-huh.
Then there's my people know I have an open door policy. Uh-huh.
Except when it's closed. Let's peel back the onion on this.
Except when you're in here.
Yeah, right. See, I don't like the phrase "let's peel back the onion." As opposed to, you know, if a situation's bad, I've been known to compare it to an onion. This is kind of like an onion. The more you peel it back, the more more it stinks.
Okay, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I like this. Let's right size it. Let's
right-size it. Yeah,
right-size
that means somebody's going to get fired.
Yeah, it does. And then boots on the ground. We need more boots on the ground. Well, of course we
do. Yeah. So. If you're not wearing boots, we don't care about
it. That's right. That's it. So those just little cliches for you this morning. And but actually, Leah's here this morning. Now, Leah did live in a world of cows, did you not?
I did. We had cash cows.
Cash cow was a real thing because, you had a dairy, huh?
Yeah,
that's it. Oh, I have an animal story for you this morning, if I can just find it now. I mean, I set this thing aside so that... I can't find it. God.
Oh, imagine that. Scott didn't think something else.
Hey. All right. I did. I took it and
shut
I
up, man.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I'm going to find it. We're... It's not like we don't have other things to do, but I'm going to find it because it was good. All right. Don't worry. Oh, I got a share story this morning, too, by the way.
Oh, well, get ready.
If you'd like to talk into the microphone, that'd be nice.
I just had to go over there and find it. Okay.
He's on paper pile.
Yes, that's right. So we can get to the microphone.
Zing!
Boy.
Hater's going to hate.
Hater's going to hate.
Yeah.
New mommies are notoriously sensitive and have a soft spot for all babies, even if they're not the same species. The Dothan Eagle, that's in Dothan, I guess, Alabama, right, reports a 2-year-old American bulldog named Molly had a litter of puppies 6 weeks ago and lost her sister, a cat named Kitty Kitty, when the feline was run over by a car. Sadly, Kitty Kitty left behind 4 newborn kittens, and Molly jumped right in and has adopted the babies and is nursing them.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. So are the cats barking?
I was going to try to be. I know, really. I was going to try to see if Leah wanted to lend some expertise to this situation, but instead you decide to be tacky.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I was the one that brought up a cat getting run over.
Have y'all had that ever happen?
We don't see that like necessarily where at the shelter or anything like that. But I mean, you use horses or goats to, you know, nurse horses and other various things. You've seen dogs adopting squirrels or cats adopting squirrels
I guess it could happen. So what's going on at the shelter?
Tiger and the pig story. Everybody's
seen that. Oh,
that's
right. I remember that. Yep. So what's happening at your place?
Well, you know, we reviewed our cat situation yesterday because we did have Catapalooza over the weekend.
Yeah.
We still have a ton of cats.
Oh, do you? Okay.
We have decided to extend, starting today, we're going to extend the half-price cat and kitten adoptions through the end of the month. We've got kittens and kittens and more kittens.
It's a supply and demand thing, and so that's good for people who want kitty cats.
If someone wants a kitten and they're just like, I just need a good selection of kittens, we're the place to go.
Okay, yeah, very good.
So if you're interested in a cat or a kitten, we still have some $12 cats as well. Those are generally some cats that have been there longer with us. And that includes a couple of $12 barn cats. And we do have a barn cat program, which is where we take some of the cats that might not necessarily fit as house cats because, well, frankly, they're just not that friendly.
Gotcha. They're just kind of wild. Right. Yeah.
And generally we do a pair of barn cats for $50. And we have some select barn cats right now that are $12 because they're friendly-ish. Like, you probably go by them and pat them on the head a little bit. Don't dare pick them up.
They don't want to be a part of your world, really.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
They're your typical cat, just wanting to do his own thing. So we've got pictures of them posted in our cat house. Just ask for more information. So those cats, like I said, it was an option that we were giving the cats that we did have coming in that just weren't social enough. So better than the alternative on those cats.
Sure.
So that's going on. We have a fundraiser with Scentsy that was going through the end of June. One of our front desk ladies is a Scentsy consultant. She has extended that also through July. So a portion of her commissions is going back to the animal shelter. So if you're interested, you'll find that on our Facebook and our website, or go to lmshaw.scentsy.us, and you can find out all that information on support the Brazos Animal Shelter tab on that. So there's a great opportunity. You get something to make your house, whether you got pets, usually they smell, your house sometimes smells a little funky.
Yeah.
Makes it smell better as well. So that's an option, or you can come by the shelter. We have not left out the dogs in all of the cat hoopla. We have, some cat or some dog, $12 dogs as well. Again, some dogs that have just been with us a little longer, deserving to find new homes. We have one of the Corgi mix puppies left. So if you're interested, come by quickly. We did adopt out two of them yesterday.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Finally, it's getting around. We have Corgi mix puppies.
Uh-huh.
So come by and check those out. For more information on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, we will be doing some changes to our volunteer program come July. So look into our, again, look on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, if you're interested in volunteering, or come by the shelter. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. You can call us. A lot of basic information on our answering mail, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Responding, just generally responding.
When you just call, because a lot of times it's just general information people want. So again, check out our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. That's going to give you the most information, or just come and visit us.
All right, there you go. That's Leah from the Animal Shelter. Yes. Thanks for coming in. We visit with folks in Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620. Texas Regional Eye Center would like to welcome Dr. William Riggs to our team. Dr. Riggs brings his years of experience and training in state-of-the-art techniques for helping you see clearly. From LASIK laser vision correction to advanced cataract surgery and the very best in general eye care, Dr. Riggs, Dr. Perkins, and Dr. Wethrich are ready to provide you with excellence in eye care. Call today, 774-0498, or on the web at texasregionaleye.com.
The market looks for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The direction setter for the Tuesday session on Wall Street could be the Conference Board's June reading on consumer confidence. It will be out a half hour after the start of trading. The futures are slightly higher ahead of that report. Big retailers put up stronger numbers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 2% from the prior week and up nearly 3% from the same week last year. Demand for merchandise was helped by a heat wave in the Northeast. If TrueCar.com has it figured right, this will turn out to be a decent month for car sales. TrueCar projects light vehicle sales will be up 18% from June of last year, though down nearly 7% from last month. There's a new iPad app that can estimate the financial impact of your death. Minnesota Life is offering the app to financial advisors so they can show clients the economic value based on earning potential. It's designed to get people to think about whether their life insurance coverage is adequate. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
826 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Of course, we've told you David Gardner's has been around for decades. And you know, David enjoys designing jewelry. That's one of the fun things. But he also understood that there can only be so many David Gardner creations. It's time to bring in other looks, and he's done that. He's brought in new designers. And he's really excited because tomorrow, from 10 until 6, there's an Armenta trunk show. This is a brand new collection for David Gardner's. It's made in the United States, but it's inspired by famous works of art found throughout Spain, including poetry and paintings and architecture and sculpture. And it's a neat deal because it's an American success story, but these are pieces of art that that really act as jewelry for you. And the trunk show is going on tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., an opportunity for you to see the Armenta collection that they have there. And there really aren't a lot of places that carry the Armenta line, really only the higher-end stores in throughout Texas. There's David Gardner's, but places like Neiman Marcus and other cities. So that'll give you an idea. This is a very, very distinctive-looking jewelry, and it very well could fit, you know, from the examples that I've seen. Really not like anything else that David has carried generally, and that's saying a lot because they've been in business for a while and they have a lot of different looks. But tomorrow is the trunk show, so your opportunity to see the collection of Armenta as it comes to David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
It's coming up on the 4th of July, and that means big doings at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And our friend Penny Zent, in her weekly Brazos Art Show, talk to the people that are going to make it happen.
The College Station Noon Lions Club I Love America celebration is coming up on July the 4th. And we have two wonderful gentlemen in the studio with us, Richard Talbert and also Bill Ortig. And thank you so much for coming in today. We're very excited about this and excited to have you guys with us. Yeah. Well, I know the question that's on everyone's mind is this year, are the fireworks on?
The fireworks are on.
Yay!
So we just got that all squared away. All the permits are being taken care of. Right. So we're all looking forward to that as well.
The day opens with the library being open free to the public. And so that's one thing that we want to get out before everybody. And, of course, that opens up, I believe, at 9:30 in the morning?
That is correct.
Okay. And then throughout the day, we're going to continually add events. Okay? So walk us through it.
So, well, we start out with, actually, there's going to be a fun run at 7:30 in the morning at Veterans Park for those who like to get up early and run that morning. Our actual fireworks I Love America celebration will actually begin at about 5 o'clock that 4th of July on that evening. And so we'll have our concessions open then and start our entertainment, and there'll be children's games and the Jump for Joy and, mm-hmm. and dunking booth, and all of that will really start in full force at 5 o'clock.
Now, are there admission fees for those activities?
For most of those activities, they will be free, but then we will have some tickets that we'll be selling for food items. Certain entertainment events will have admission fees as well, but they'll all be tickets, so the kids can go out there and buy the $1 tickets, mm-hmm. and we'll allow them to participate in the events.
Okay. When the entertainment starts, just give us an overview of who all is going to be out there.
We've got a couple of new and a couple of returning performers and entertainers, and we have, we'll start with Scott Shelby Band. Scott plays acoustic guitar, and he's kind of like a George Strait guy, but mm-hmm. a very, very good sound, and we're looking forward to having him this year. And we will then have the posting of the colors and a flyover with some F-16s and our national anthem. And then we'll have another band called The Docks, who are a good band, up-and-coming band. They've just gone to Nashville, and we're looking forward to having them come out. And then returning will be Elvis, who never dies.
That's right.
Jason Adams as Elvis, who will be performing for us. And then we followed up with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Okay. According to the schedule I've seen, the symphony will take the stage about 8:50 and play for approximately an hour before the fireworks go off at about 10 minutes of 10 in the evening. And so there's going to be all kinds of exciting things there. I think, if I understand it correctly, M.A. Sterling is going to be singing the national anthem during the flyover, so that'll be great.
great. I wanted to let people know, too, that KAMU-FM is going to be broadcasting this whole thing live, starting at 5 o'clock. So if you can't make it out there, or even if you are out there and you just can't get up to the front, you want to have everything tuned to 90.9, and you can listen to the whole thing, because we'll be there from start to finish. Now, there is no admittance fee. Bill, please tell us about the parking and where people should go.
Well, there's going to be free parking and shuttles from the West Campus Garage, so that's where we recommend everyone to go, and we'll actually direct their path all the way to the event. So
there will be shuttles running to and from the garage to the Bush Library, so people can have the rides from the shuttle to the garage. And that the only thing we do ask is that people not bring either their pets or glass.
Right.
Hey, we'll be talking more about the July 4th celebration at the Bush Library next week with Will King. Thank you, Penny Zent. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time, 832, 86 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, but a temperature of about 105 for a high. The heat index, 108. We'll tell you more about that after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for five generations, callawayjones.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan Fire Department and BTU are dealing with people getting electricity illegally. Firefighters were sent Sunday night to a call on Woodville Road of a fourplex on fire. William Bouse of the Fire Marshal's Office says instead of fire, though, they found a household electrical cord connecting two units.
It's like the Christmas tree overload on steroids, because they may start running air conditioner and refrigerator and who knows what off of it if they, you know, take that cord over there and then put a multi-extension on it and then start plugging stuff in.
Bouse says while that case involved a Good Samaritan, there are outright thefts of electricity.
Where somebody did not realize somebody was walking up and hooking up an extension cord to their back plug on the rear of their house and so on and stealing electricity from them.
Back on Woodville Road, the occupant who supplied the power was cut off Sunday night but did have service restored on Monday. New homes under construction are among the latest burglary targets. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says $6,000 worth of appliances was taken out of were taken out of houses on Gunner and Old Ironsides.
This area that this occurred in is area where there's a lot of construction going on. You know, people are out passing by, and as they see activity going on at a construction site in the middle of the night, it definitely is unusual, and the police should be contacted.
Washers, dryers, side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, and other types of appliances were all taken from nine homes. There was more to a weekend drunk driving arrest in a Bryan residential neighborhood. 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman is accused of driving her pickup into a home on Green Valley in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. Bryan Police Officer J.P. Ingram says witnesses then saw Zimmerman get out of her truck and go inside.
It is not her residence. There's no indication that shows that she knows the person at all, that the residence that she struck. This very much could be just something random.
Investigators were told the driver took three or four shots of liquor before the crash. Zimmerman was taken to an emergency room for treatment of minor injuries before being taken to jail. She's currently out on bond. Firefighters were at Still Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin Monday afternoon. A large livestock barn was destroyed, and that's according to Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett.
It's a defensive posture because we had buildings pretty close to the barn. Managed to contain the barn. The barn's still standing, but it's probably going to be a total loss of the steel structure. Nobody was injured. No animal was injured.
Burnett suspects either sparks during repair work to the 24-year-old barn started hay smoldering, or the fire began by spontaneous combustion combined with triple-digit temperatures and hay as well as other material. Mutual aid was provided by District 4 and College Station.
We just had to rotate our crews a lot. We haven't been able to put everybody on the hoses at once at all. We've had to rotate just a couple at a time just to keep fresh people.
Burnett says firefighters helped themselves by bringing cold drinks to help stay hydrated. Despite high unemployment, it is becoming harder and harder to find truck drivers.
Back in the 70s, truckers were the knights of the road, played in the movies by sex symbols like Burt Reynolds. But John Esparza of the Texas Motor Transport Association says many factors contribute to a lack of truckers today.
You got to be 21 before you can even be a truck driver. Kids, youth, whatever you want to call it, they want to be satisfied now.
He says trucking companies are paying more to hire truckers. That's good for them, but he warns it will mean we will pay more for things that are hauled by truck, which is everything.
In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says he'll keep pushing state lawmakers to pass a bill allowing police to ask anyone they stop about their immigration status. In a statement on his Twitter account, Perry said Monday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court on an Arizona law still allows Texas to pursue a so-called sanctuary cities bill that failed to pass in 2011. The Texas bill would have given police more power to ask anyone they detain about their citizenship status. The Supreme Court threw out major parts of Arizona's crackdown on illegal immigrants, but the justices approved the part that requires police to check the immigration status of those they stop for other reasons. Prosecutors will continue presenting evidence against a Saudi man accused of buying chemicals and other materials online to try and build a bomb. More FBI agents and experts are expected to take the stand today in Amarillo on the third day of testimony in the trial of Khalid Ali M. Al-Dosari. He's a former Texas Tech University chemical engineering student who was legally in the U.S. on a student visa. Al-Dosari was arrested in February of 2011 after federal agents searched his apartment. And the 100-year-old battleship Texas Museum is closed indefinitely after several leaks flooded the vessel, which fought in World Wars I and II. Ship manager Andy Smith said Monday nearly 2,000 gallons of water per minute are flowing into the ship from several leaks that have sprung on the port and starboard sides of the vessel. The museum will be closed for at least the rest of the week. The battleship first closed earlier this month when a leak sprang in areas of the ship that still had oil from when the USS Texas was in active service. The museum reopened Saturday, but the new leaks sprang up almost immediately afterward. WTAW News Time is 8:37, 86 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, trust the caring staff at Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. Locally and family-owned for five generations, Callaway Jones is honored to serve your family with compassion and sensitivity to your individual needs. Cody and Lorene Jones remain dedicated to providing meaningful, personalized funeral services to celebrate the life of your loved one. Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, making it more personal, making it local. Visit CallawayJones.com.
RV Station says, come on by, have a look at the 85 units that we have in stock and find your place to be out there on the road. For instance, the 2012 Keystone Hornet sleeps 8. Got all the options you want. It's priced at $15,995 right now at RV Station. You know, technology has moved things ahead. They've changed so much in RVing because of the lightweight strength of materials that you'll find at RV Station. You know, there are no special towing requirements anymore. You can take them and hitch them up to your regular full-size vehicle and be off and down the road. And, you know, then that starts an adventure. Doing things the way that you want to, when you want to, with the people you want to, that's, you know, and not the hassle of going and traveling with a bunch of strangers. RV Station gives you the freedom to go out and enjoy things the way that you want to. And here during the summer, or even when the temperatures get cooler again, well, you can take a weekend and turn it into a short vacation. They have the names that you know, the names that you trust, like Heartland and Keystone, like Jayco and Forest River. You'll find them at RV Station. You can go online and shop them at RVStationOnline.com, but stop out and see them at the lot at 2815 Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. That's RV Station.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is. We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 105 for a high today. Heat index may be 108 or so. Tonight, 77 is our low, back to 100 on Wednesday, and probably about the same thing on Thursday. Not quite so hot on Friday or Saturday. Humidity now is 74%. Winds are calm. It's like 107 out there right now. Nah, not really. About 82. Noticing that yesterday it was 100 degrees in Galveston. That is the first time it has been 100 degrees in Galveston forever. Ever since they've been keeping records, that yesterday was the first day it had been 100 degrees in Galveston in the month of June. So, just some little, you know, interesting thing. U.S. Post Office, the Postal Service, they're cutting back, you know, they're trying to make cutbacks. And the New York Post says that in the case of Sugar Hill, New Hampshire, the post office will now be open from 10:15 in the morning until 10:45.
Oh, okay.
30 minutes. See, they won't let them close the post office, even though there's 563 people who live there. And again, how stupid is it that a town that has 563 people has a post office? But since Congress won't let them close the post office, they're just going to have it open for 30 minutes. So, there you go. There you go.
And again, you'd be happy with your 30 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. And I deal with these people a little bit. And I like this postmaster. He's going, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to run this like the government. Okay? That would be stupid. Trying to be a business here. You want us to run it like a government. So we'll be open. And as you say, you don't like 30 minutes, let's go to 15. See how you like that, huh?
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Yeah. I sure hope nobody needs something, certified or something like that.
That's
you're at the back of the line.
Dang straight.
We got time for one customer morning.
One more. That's all.
You're the lucky one.
That's right. So good fences typically make good neighbors, says that old saying.
Says it.
Yep.
Good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah. But a number of homeowners scrapping the dividing fences in order to build shared backyards and gardens with the folks next door. Converts say that they like the idea because communal spaces offer more room to entertain guests and plant an edible harvest. One Brooklyn resident tells the Wall Street Journal that when the fences are up, you tend to hide in your garden from other people. That is no longer possible here. He now shares an expansive woodland yard with two other brownstone owners. But communal spaces aren't without risks. Real estate agents note that can be a legal nightmare because you could end up having disputes when somebody sells their property. But in the meantime, they're enjoying the larger open spaces of no backyard fences. Hello.
Yeah, well, you're talking about small towns and post office. What about Mumford and Curtin?
I don't care where it is. You know, at some point, it gets to be not worthwhile to have that thing open, have that building, have that employee. I mean, I understand it makes it inconvenient, but, you know, times change.
Speaking of which, I have a question.
We'll have an answer.
Well, I feel that our listeners will, and if not, I know someone that Scott knows will probably have an answer, because he mentioned Mumford in it. Yeah, I thought about this a couple of weeks ago when Brian and Consall were playing in Mumford in baseball. You drive out Mumford Way, and at the corner of FM 50 and pretty sure it's FM 1688, which is the Lake Bryan Road, there is basically the leftover vestiges, if you will, or the vestiges of an old community right there.
Mm.
And there's a two-story building that obviously looks like an old general store or some variety. And I'm just curious, was that just an old cotton farming community that dried up, or what was
that
it?
I don't know that much about northern Brazos County, but you're right. Somebody's out there who does know. My knowledge would be more towards central and southern county, but I don't know. But somebody would know about that. And call us and let us know.
It's obvious at that T intersection where 1688 T's into 50 that used to be a community right there.
Sure.
So I'm just curious what folks might know.
We'll by golly find out.
I'll bet we have a listener.
If not today, but we will find out. Now, you had that story about they're having trouble finding truckers,
mm-hmm.
which is a Yeah, which is an offshoot of what we had yesterday.
That's a requirement when you mention truck
noises. Chase does truck noises.
The Wall Street Journal was talking about how people who graduate from law school probably not going to find a job for at least 6 to 8 months.
So,
but there's a shortage of truckers out there.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying they could?
I could drive a truck.
No. Just yeah. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
That community Chase is referring to is that was steel stores, what they call that.
Oh, all right. That's the old steel store right there, huh? Okay, very good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gee, it took a long time for somebody to come
over. Yeah, really. Yeah. He had to find his phone. It was on the seat. He had to bring it over here. Then he had to remember what number to dial. So, yeah, took him a long time. So it's good. Thank you for letting us know. But, no, the whole concept of trucking and – you know, again, there's a whole lot of reasons that I don't like ethanol. And one of them is because you have to truck it. You can't use pipelines. So that took some truck drivers out of the market. Now, they may be returning as ethanol usage goes down, but still, it is a finite number. And I know that the trucks have always been full of guys who look just like Burt Reynolds. I love that they use him as this.
But yet he plays Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't find Eastbound and Down, so that's close enough. But, you know, those folks who grew up in that part of the trucking industry obviously are getting older. They're not doing that anymore. Maybe there are people who don't want to be out on the road and do that kind of thing. Obviously, distance truckers are gone for a long time from their family or from their surroundings that they're comfortable with. And so I'm sure there's some things that have to do with lifestyle that doesn't make it nearly as alluring as it might have been before. But, I mean, it is something that's got to be done. We got to get stuff from here to there. And, you know, I know that certainly the railroads have done everything they can to try to start putting those trailers piggyback on railroad cars, and that whole kind of infrastructure is pretty neat the way it's working, but you still got to have them to get from door to door.
I have no idea. How long is the process of getting a license, of the training and getting a license?
I thought you watched afternoon television. You'd be able to see transcontinental truckers right there.
Does it take like 6 weeks? Or, I mean, how long is the training for you to get, you know, whatever kind of commercial license
we've probably got a listener who knows something about that too. Hello.
Well, we just need another CB craze like we had back in the 70s.
You know, you are so right.
That's right.
Golly, I just love that.
I did too.
Man. Breaker 19, good buddy.
Yeah,
you got your ears on.
I was Turby Talk. That was my handle.
I was.
Yeah. What was your handle, Scott?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
Somebody asked me the other day what my handle would be if you know on a CB. And
yeah.
My response is, I don't know.
my handle was.
Oh, God. Oh, waiting for it. Go for it. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Because I used to need it because I had to commute to work on the interstate, you know.
Yeah.
And you'd have to watch for Smokey out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Smokey.
So,
yeah, that's right.
On bubblegum
on the old super slab.
Right.
Yeah.
On the super slab.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you boys are getting old, but if you remember, Jerry Reed drove the truck. Burt Reynolds drove the Firebird.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Yeah, I know we are getting old. You're right. Hello. And Jackie Gleason was the sheriff.
Was the sheriff.
Right. Hello.
Eddie.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? Okay, never mind.
Put the evidence in the car, Junior.
I think I may have seen maybe one of those. But it's, you know, Jackie Gleason, he was just great.
Remind me when we get home to punch your mama in the mouth.
So a YouTube doomsday prophet has been found guilty of tax evasion, in part because the jury didn't buy his excuse that he didn't pay because he thought the world was coming to an end.
Oh.
And didn't work, huh? So because, hey, after all, he had predicted it. Evidence showed that all the time that Ronald Wineland, do you know who this guy is, Ronald Wineland?
No.
Okay. Was routinely posting doomsday sermons on YouTube, he was funneling funds from his Ohio-based church into secret Swiss accounts. Apparently, he believed the Swiss banking system would survive, even though the rest of the earth would be gone. Right?
A note to self, according to Brother Ronald. Let's see. Yeah. Swiss bank accounts are the Swiss banking system is somehow apocalypse-proof.
Yep, I think that's probably right. His lawyers argued that he only put the money in the Swiss accounts because he believed that the world was in its final days. But the prophet himself stumbled under cross-examination as he attempted to explain why he had deducted expenses like the stay at the Venetian and in Las Vegas and tickets to the Blue Man.
Boy, he ain't staying on the cheap, is he?
He'll be sentenced in September. He first predicted in 06 that the world would end in 08.
Yeah, didn't happen.
When the 08 didn't happen, he revised that to May 27th, 2012.
And so we're still here.
Just missed it. Yeah. His latest calculation now is May 19th, 2013. So he'll probably be in the hoosegal waiting to see if that happens. But that is interesting that he would have believed that the Swiss banking system somehow would be protected from the apocalypse.
Amish Furniture for Generations has moved to their new location. That's right. Amish Furniture is now on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. You'll still find all the beautiful, detailed, handcrafted solid wood pieces that make furniture into heirlooms. And you can still receive 10% off custom orders right now. Stop by and check out the new location of Amish Furniture for Generations, 2703 Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Kent a call at 260-5050.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Mattress Sleep Centers. You always feel better after a good night's sleep, so make sure you get one by shopping Mattress Sleep Centers in College Station. Mattress Sleep Centers is a locally owned family business that features the largest selection of mattresses and brands in the Brazos Valley, with over 60 beds on display. No one will beat our prices, customer service, overall shopping experience, and with same-day delivery. Put your good night's sleep in the hands of the sleep experts at Mattress Sleep Centers on Harvey Road near the entrance to Post Oak Mall. Mattress Sleep Centers.
Business owners, are you ready to save money? Business owners, are you ready to save up to 30% versus the phone company? Well, I'm going to give you a number to call. It's to Suddenlink at 595-2413, 595-2413. And here's what you can do. You get to keep your same phone number. You keep the equipment that you have already purchased. And you take advantage of Suddenlink business phone service, unlimited starting as low as $29.95. That includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call waiting, three-way calling, caller ID, features you may not have right now. And don't forget to ask about Suddenlink's business high-speed Internet as well. And you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support. That's suddenlinkbusiness.com. All of that can be done. Plus, find out about the special bundling prices when you call Chad Cowan at area code 979-595-2413 and see how you can save with your voicemail, which is delivered. You can get email by voicemail and get crystal clear connectivity. But put together your high-speed Internet and your phone service. Call one number, 595-2413, for Suddenlink Business Services.
Car repair that's honest and convenient? That's a nice difference. And you're like family at Christian Brothers Automotive. Located on Highway 6 next to the Fitness Dome, Christian Brothers has a comfortable waiting area, free Wi-Fi, free shuttle, and is locally owned and operated. All makes and models welcome. Christian Brothers has only the best ASE-certified technicians. Call 979-690-5127 or online at www.christianbrotherscollegestation.com. Mention radio for $20 off your first repair. And vote for us for Best of the Brazos.
Hey, 6TEL, News Talk 1620, WTAW caller just mentioning how old we're getting. And you know what they say, don't complain about getting old because it's
better than the alternative.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But there's some advantages, too. While some mental capabilities diminish, others get better.
Such as?
I'm just about to tell you. The wisdom of age comes in handy in social situations. For a 2010 study, researchers at the University of Michigan, no time soon in anything, presented Dear Abby letters to 200 people and asked what advice they would give. Subjects in their 60s were better than the younger ones at imagining different points of view, thinking of multiple resolutions, and suggesting compromises. Hey, man, dude, I don't know, and I don't care. But older people would, see. Turns out that managing emotions is a skill in itself, one that takes many of us decades to master. And what's even better is people over 50 tend to be happier. Yeah, or we're just not paying attention. And again, don't know how many guys, don't know how many females. Okay, that probably has something to do with it. A man in Wales used the Force and $10,000 to repair a piece of Star Wars history. New York Post says author Terry Cooper came across the original igloo-shaped home of Luke Skywalker while visiting Tunisia recently. Remember the 1977 film shot in Tunisia? And the original set pieces were just left in the desert. I mean, it was like a giant litter that was right there. Well, he spent his own cash and completely restored the Luke Skywalker home. I can tell you guys are fascinated over there.
I am.
You're speechless, aren't you?
I really. How could you tell?
I just didn't want to interrupt you.
You were on a roll.
Oh, yeah, sure. Chase is in there trying to color within the lines. Yeah. I don't know what Tom was doing, but yeah.
So, no, I was listening. Yeah,
sure. But they did. I don't think that I knew that they'd filmed Star Wars in Tunisia, but now you don't. Apparently, if you can get over there, then I know. Get Google Maps and type in Skywalker Igloo House in Tunisia and see if it shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back to school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price Bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain Program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
About a minute and a half till on this date in history.
I love this part.
1870, Christmas was declared a federal holiday in U.S. America.
1870.
Yeah.
Till then, you had to work.
That's right. The Cyclone roller coaster opened up on Coney Island in 1927.
Oh, boy. On that thing.
Yeah. John F. Kennedy spoke those famous words, "I'm a jelly donut," West Berlin in 1963. Yeah. And the universal price code, that's the barcode, was scanned for the first time to sell a pack of Wrigley's chewing gum, Troy, Ohio, 1974.
Yeah. And Elvis Presley performed for the very last time in Indianapolis. I know that because it happened on the day my son was born.
There you go.